There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hello, welcome to This Little Piggy, Steel Toe Morning Show Roundtable Discussion and Evening Show, I guess. Roundtable Discussion. We're going to have problems this week, I'm sure of it, so I'm getting ahead of that. We switched to Eevee Mux, and, you know, I don't know how to use it, but Carl's here, Moody's here. How you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic. I'm in New York City. Midtown Manhattan right now, getting ready for the big comedy show tonight.
The main event.
The main event. Piss Face is opening for Gino and Stuttering John. Can't wait.
Yeah. I hope that people will be filming some stuff and showing some stuff. I hope there's going to be some good reports coming in tonight. I'm doing my live show, members only show, and I hope that we can get some people calling in and reporting on it. Because, look, is John going? Like, do you really think John's going to show to this?
Yeah, John will definitely be there. He needs to impress Keanu. She'll be there. He wants to fuck her, so he'll be there.
He wants to fuck her, so she'll be there.
So he'll be there.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Moody, anything?
I'm being told in the chat I look terrible. Is this true?
It's like when they introduced HD to porn.
Yeah, like, that's right.
No one wanted that.
Like, yeah, we're going to clean this up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Let's put grease on the TV again.
Right.
My screen's darker than usual, too. I'm not sure. I don't know. This is a whole new everything. So I think it's because Eevee Mux is dark mode, and I used to use StreamYard in light mode. Well, that makes me green. Okay, anyway. You'll deal with it. It is what it is, people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to This Little Piggy. Carl is giving up going and drinking with Anthony early today.
I just got the invite to go over to Sullivan's and have some beers with Anthony. I'm like, no, I do This Little Piggy. This is why I'm in New York right now. For
it's an important show. This matters, goddammit.
That's right.
How will you make rent if you don't do this show? You'll be destitute.
Yeah, I heard Aaron say that I have to do this in order to make my rent. I have two mortgages, Aaron. I don't pay rent.
It's pretty much rent. Let's be honest. If you stop paying it, you are getting kicked out.
Yeah.
And that's what my wife tells me. I don't know how it works.
But it also gets to a point where you don't have to pay it anymore. So there's that.
Yeah, there is that. All right, let's kick it off. Let's hope this fucking works. Oh, no. I forgot to hide this player now. This is already off to a great start. That's Moody's presentation for later. Cuck 101.
I thought we should go back to school.
Yeah, you let me know when you're ready to do that.
Anytime. Anytime you're feeling
break it up. Well, you know me. I like to kick everything off with a goal miss.
All right.
I love it. I like to just set the tone to remember who this guy is. And here we go. This is Monday, I think.
Rumble members didn't have to watch ads. Oh, damn you. Thank you, Rocky, for that 15. All right. So let's rally up here. I'm going to play YouTube bannable music, I think. I've got a song in my head that actually got inspired by the Catholic Mass I went to on Sunday by one of the songs that got played. So
this thing is right. We're back to Brother Toe. Religious Toe has returned.
But he's going to Catholic Mass?
It's insane. I don't think there's clips from this morning, but he was going in deep on the Catholicism. He was talking about how Catholics were better than any other sect, better than any other denomination, and he was debating people in the chat about how much Catholics were better than them. But
this is a guy who's disgusted by pedophiles, right?
Wait, are you Catholic, Patrick? Let's get to the bottom of this.
This is a guy, like, Catholics famously don't divorce. You can't get a divorce if you're a Catholic. You get your marriage annulled by the church, usually, like, if there's abuse or something that happens. But they see that, and that counts as, like, the marriage never happening. He's been divorced twice. He's not allowed to get married again under the Catholic Church. He picked the wrong denomination. He needs to go Protestant.
Why do we think he's going to this? Like, if this was SP's thing, we would have heard about this.
It is. He said earlier on in the week as well, probably a throwaway comment, but he said that SP has renewed his interest in Catholicism.
Oh, Jesus. What a cock. You know those girls that, like, completely change their personality based on who they're dating? And you're like, oh, you're into sports now? Oh, okay, cool. Like, that's what he is. What a fucking loser.
He's into Catholicism and laundry stripping.
It's the wrong one. He jerks off. He's like a sex addict. He jerks off. He's divorced twice. He needs to go Protestant. They literally
Wait, hold on a second. Protestants are cool with jerking off? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they're a little cooler with jerking off than Catholics.
They're into it.
Yeah.
He did drink the body of Nick.
Play that one. And then we'll see if we need to do a second one after that. So the number you guys got down to is 105. And we got 20 in the bank from this morning. It's closer to 30, I think, but 20's good for now. If you guys get within 20, we'll use the...
What are the rules?
Was he like 26 bucks or something? He's like, we'll round down to 20 for the sake of argument on this one.
If none of this matters, why does it matter?
Right.
We'll call it a win for the toe. Let's see if we can rally up. We got about 6 minutes. I'm going to fire up this song. Sure, it's gay, but who gives a fuck, right? Who cares? We're here to have some gay fun on the toe.
This is also he doesn't get clipped while losing.
Yeah, of course.
That's the only reason he's doing it this way.
Labs, PayPal, Rumble Rants, Super Chats, gifted members.
Yeah, I figured I'm using YouTube bannable music, which, by the way, is not a thing. There's no YouTube bannable music. But I think this is he's targeting, like, this show and Clippers by going, like, if you do this, you won't be earning any ad revenue on your stream. And it's like, oh, no.
By the way, streamlabs.com/steeltoe morning show, still zero people.
Nothing this week?
Nothing this week. But there is a merch store on it now.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. Dude, he is listening to us.
Yeah.
85 bucks here during the rally and call it a win for the toe. That's right. A Mr. song. I can't help it. Silverwolf says, if you play gay-ass Christian music, I will dirty bomb your house in Minecraft. I can't help it. There was a song that they played in church that put this song in my head. Sonny,
who is the audience for this show? Religious people, left people, right people? It's all over the place.
He keeps shrinking that Venn diagram.
And by the way, I'm not saying like have a show for everyone by all means, but this is the only guy who goes hard in the paint in every direction at all the time. It's like, I can't imagine who would be into this.
Farms with $5 says, thanks for the show. Thank you, Sonny Farms. I appreciate your contribution. 100 even away.
Have you guys noticed?
Go, baby.
I think I saw someone in the subreddit point this out. Ever since we talked about how Aaron's not appreciative of the money, like you give him money and they just go, hey, now we need more money. He has been over the top with, oh my gosh, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for the $5. He's using his hands. I so appreciate you.
My 96 clips that I have coming up later, Carl.
Fuck you.
He gets a dollar donation and literally does this.
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Dude, he's listening to our, everything we say on here. And by the way, I'm not going to miss the comedy show for all your fucking 96 clips. Just so you know.
I've got a hot out today as well.
We're getting banned on YouTube for this one. Let's go, baby, let's go. An even hundo or 20 gifted memberships. Let's do it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Let's go. Chad Boozmach says, don't forget, Ty, you promised the damn shirt if the goals hit. I don't think that will help, but he will have to go change. That's true. Good point. Let's go. $100 away. Let's all be white women.
He's clapping out of time.
Let's all be white women.
Also, he's looking for entertainment. Catholic Mass is not the place to go to try to find what's going to be entertaining on your show. It's the most boring
remember,
thing you could possibly
remember
do.
Remember Catholicism? Wow.
You want to go to a black church for that? The black church would be fun.
I can't believe he doesn't have a little Buddy Christ behind him. Like, yeah.
I told you, if we miss tonight, I'm missing happy because you guys are fucking fantastic. And I appreciate the hell out of you. If you get within 20, we're calling it a win for the toe.
So generous.
But it's not looking good. I mean, look, they can't all be Thursday morning. They can't all be this morning. Really, they can't be all the morning shows. But let's see if we can't make a go of it.
When did this happen? Because he missed by a mile Wednesday this week and last Tuesday. And he's acting like on the morning
he
show.
He missed
so well.
Monday this week. He missed Tuesday this week. He missed Wednesday this week. And
he missed
Thursday,
by a mile on Wednesday.
Thursday, it was a perfect week.
That's insane.
Thank you, Sunny Farms. Thank you, Rocky. Small Town MN Gal with a gifted membership. Thank you. No, Honky says, the fuck, Aaron went to one of those faggot flag Lutheran churches. No. It was a Catholic church. It was just a hymn that had these words in it. It wasn't the Mr. Mister song. $95 away from today. Please and thank you if you feel like contributing to our show, if you feel like we did a good enough job tonight. I do appreciate any generosity you feel like throwing our way.
Break it down now.
We're going to do YouTube bannable music for the evening shows because we don't get enough YouTube viewers for it to really make a monetization difference.
In the evening shows, he gets 700, 800 views. In the morning shows, he gets 1,200 to 1,600 views. It's like...
You need to half those numbers.
No, he means like after the fact, right?
No, like all total. Accumulates. Total.
Right. Okay.
So, views, not live viewers.
So if you're making a, $12 CPM on that, you're going to make $14. It's not enough money to give a shit about.
You need me more with a dollar, says I like this song, but just forked out $1,400 at the damn dentist today. I feel ya. I get it. Thank you for the $1. That's more.
I'm saving up for teeth myself.
I hear you, buddy.
Taipan with $5 says, miss the 80s. All right, 90 or 70, and we'll call it a win. Let's see if we can get a big drop at the end here.
Let's see.
I don't think it's going to happen.
This is his wheelhouse. He wants to be back on the radio playing some music, interjecting every so often over the top of it
Dancing. To
make it seem like he's saying something.
Yep.
There's no content here. He's just asking for money.
Yep.
Ah, well.
I really thought that would work, tongue in cheek.
Is he going to go... Is he going to go racist or wrestling after this?
I think you're going to be surprised here.
All right.
Thank you very much. Oh, there you go. All right, so we got an extra minute here. Special bonus points to anybody who can tell me the translation.
Educational toe.
Oh, God.
Because he looked it up.
Right.
So now he wants to flex that knowledge over you because you haven't looked it up because you didn't go to church.
True. That is true.
What that means. It's a Greek saying, and in English it means...
By the way, special bonus points.
Yeah, what, give
what board
chance.
Is this going to go upon?
I leave. We'll get
Bueller?
That
out.
All right, so it looks like we're going to take a $90 hit tonight. It's one of those things. Look, the evening show's been struggling lately. What do you do? We've been doing this long.
He hasn't been struggling. The evening, you guys have dropped the ball.
He's brushing off $90. He would have lost his mind a few months ago over a $90 miss. I was just like, $90. What are you going to do?
He's brushing off $90. He's brushing off 94 members from 600.
Jesus.
And eventually. We had a down night tonight. Shit happens. What do you do? But the morning shows have been fucking insane. So I'm going to save that $20 for the morning show tomorrow. I think
by fucking insane, he means he hits the goal last minute after begging for hours. Yes. You guys are fucking insane.
Also, who's keeping score at home? Like, okay, so the bank money is not going towards this show. We're saving. Okay, the bank's still in play for tomorrow. Good, mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. But, we finished with a $90 miss. Now, if you have a change of heart, you feel like throwing in, all the links are in the chat. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. I thank all of you who threw in any amount to this program. And we're going to figure something out for you for these evening shows because...
He has said this before.
He's hit. Yeah. His mannerisms are so much like Daddy Derek, Derek Savage. The way he's just gesturing at the camera and like saying, look, I'll do something for you over here. Like, it's
I like the over the shoulder look. Like, maybe there's a donation back here. Maybe there's like, some money coming I didn't see.
I think we hit one. We broke our streak last week because we did have a streak where we had missed like almost 2 weeks worth of evening shows in a row. But the morning shows had been bailing them out. I know we
he loves streaks. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. Guys, I'm on the best losing streak ever. No one has a better losing streak than the toe.
I don't think we hit Wednesday. I kind of tapped out on Wednesday. I was like, guys, who gives a shit about the goal? Like, honestly, we're having fun. We're doing a great show. You guys will figure it out eventually. And that was kind of my vibe tonight, too. You know? So...
you
Lord
give a shit
mercy.
About the goal.
Yes.
He gives a shit about the goal. He gives a shit. He wakes up and sweats every night. He's turning his entire life upside down. What do you mean, who gives a shit about the goal? That's your life. You've destroyed your life because you care about the goal.
That's the football coach going into the press conference after the game and going, we don't care about wins and losses here, guys. You know, we're just trying to play a fun game. We
as
want the
as,
crowd to
as
be
as
entertained.
We leave it all on the field and do
our best. Yeah, having fun. It's like, fuck you, you're fired. We need wins, idiots.
What does that mean? What's it? How does someone who's destroyed his life over the goal say, I don't really care about the goal?
It doesn't make any sense.
Lord have mercy.
He's trying to convince himself.
Very good, Honky. Nice work.
It means Lord have mercy, guys. That's what it means, in case you were wondering.
That's the funny thing about the show. You asked earlier who's this show for, because it's just all over the place. And it's just for Aaron. Aaron doesn't think about a target audience or a demo or anything like that. He's just like, whatever I'm interested in, whatever I want to talk about, that's what I'll do. Which is why he says shit like that, to convince himself that the goal's not a big deal. We don't hit the goal. Who even cares? Who even cares about the goal? I didn't hit the goal.
I don't care about the goal. You care about the goal? Who cares about the goal?
Yeah, right.
His eye spasms when he doesn't reach the goal.
Yeah.
Well, look, the past few weeks, the past couple months, really, we've been noticing how Aaron's paying attention to this little piggy, and he's learning from suggestions that we make on this program, and he has taken a lot of those to heart. And I thought that this week, maybe we could learn a little something from Aaron. So Aaron's got a brand new bit, grift, he's introducing. And I thought we could do it on this show to try to get you know, the donation's up. So here we go. Aaron's going to explain to Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much. You've been unbelievable so far this morning. Keep it up. Today's going to be a really fun show. All right. Enough with the fucking Jews, please. Also, Johnny, we do have, did you hear the new Golden Shower theme song?
No.
So when more than five gifted membership or more than five single gifted memberships that show up yellow in the Rumble chat or $5 contributions, which show up yellow in the Rumble chat, when more than five of those come in at a time on the chat line there, mm-hmm. it's officially a Golden Shower and we play this little ditty.
Really?
Golden Shower.
That's like dance moves.
Look at Johnny.
Jesse, can I die, please? When am I going to die?
It was something I was noticing this week. Like, Oz is so new back to the program, and it's very clear he doesn't watch the show or pay attention to it when he's not on it. But Oz still buys into all Aaron's bullshit, and Johnny does not. Johnny is there to collect a check, and Johnny is sitting here going like, what the fuck are we doing? So when he gets five yellow chats, it's a golden shower, and he does a dance where he drinks from the bowl. Drinks from the bowl.
So Johnny's making, what, $17 an hour being on this show?
Sure.
Or maybe it's less than that. Is he on 4 hours or 3 hours?
Three, I think.
Three. Yeah, sorry. $50, 3 hours. So he could literally just work at the mall. He could just go to the H&M.
He could be at Gadzooks.
He could be making more money doing anything else. He'd have his dignity. That's what he's thinking right now. Look at his demeanor. He's like, fuck. I gotta start drinking from the bowl during the golden
and
shower.
And he's gotta be like, I hope you don't expect me to do this.
That's a good dance that I came up with. I've never come up with a dance for a song before. Hold on.
God, I hope that's
golden shower.
He's like, hold on, maybe you didn't see it. Let me do it again.
Facts. Drink from the bowl. Drink from the golden shower. Golden shower. Chug. Drink from the bowl. Drink from the golden shower.
And by the way, we've seen him do this before where he's like, remember when he loads up like new clips in the board or whatever, and he's like, if we get 50, we'll play this one. And he plays it. He's like not making people pay for it. He's just doing it.
Right.
But this is the preview. This is like the 30-second iTunes preview of the song before you buy it.
Good. You know what? We got it.
Do you think when he found the song, he was like, this is it. This is going to save my show.
God, Imholt, you've done it again.
Shame that as a person in a wheelchair, I really can't cut it up on the dance floor.
You seem, you don't seem as excited about the golden shower thing as I do.
It's mostly sorrow because I know it's a dance, so it's not for me.
It's going to take the world by storm.
And I'll have to sit on the sidelines. Oh, the pain.
By the way, Chevy fan says this show is dying. What? Are you kidding? Did you not?
He puts up a super chat, but can't ignore a free chat and reads that over the super chat.
DuckTales song? The fuck?
The golden shower bit? Like, dying seems a bit much.
Imagine thinking this show is dying. Like, come on. This is.
Coachable says, I remember the radio days when you used to make fun of people who did this type of hack gimmicky crap. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not being being over the top enough about this? Am I being too subtle?
You just don't get it.
Streaming Eagle with a good point. One man's golden shower and it's another man's golden sorrow.
That's DSP's problem. DSP hasn't been over the top when he was asking for things.
No shit.
So... anyway, today our yellow chats are $10 on Super Tip or Super Chat. So I figure if we get five yellow tips, for every five yellow tips, we will all do the golden shower dance along
Patrick
with Aaron.
Patrick made us rehearse this. The last 3 hours I've spent in this hotel room rehearsing the golden shower dance. So guys, please.
Let's give them a preview. Come on.
No.
Really?
shower. Golden shower. Facts. Drink from the bowl. Drink, drink from the golden shower.
Rudy!
That's like dancing.
I'm not debasing. I'm not debasing myself. I'm not debasing myself.
Why do we have all that rehearsal then, Moody?
Come on. You were doing it behind the scenes when I recorded it.
I didn't do it behind the scenes. I didn't do it. You were just too wrapped up in the golden shower dance to notice that I didn't do it.
Moody, you got to do it. You
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the golden shower dance.
How much do we have to pay Moody on this show? That's right. We pay him nothing. That's right.
You don't pay me anything. I'm not doing it for free.
All right. Moody will get, for if we get 100 golden showers... Moody will get $10. it's the same payment structure Oz has.
I will pay $10 to not do the Golden Showers song and dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Boxing Toe is back.
I saw that.
So we got some boxing talk today to get through.
Went sparring yesterday at my new gym, at my new boxing.
By the way, how long can a gym be a new gym? Remember, he was like in the basement fight club for a while, and he's been touting this like new gym for quite a bit. Can you keep calling it new? I don't know.
A gym that I go to, and this new trainer that I have, I really like working with him. He's still active professionally. And then I've got other pros that I work with there. Hearing those guys tell me that I'm ready to take low-level professional fights is kind of tripping me out. Like,
it should.
Kind of feel like they're gassing me up. But then, like, I watch tape and I watch videos of some of these, like, 300 ranked in the United States professionals. I'm like, these guys are fucking garbage. Like, I fought amateurs were miles better than these guys. They're
I hope
that they keep gassing him up. This would be so good.
Dude, I was at in the Borgata watching the Super Bowl. I was watching the Seahawks.
Imagine that.
I was like, these guys suck.
This level of delusion. What a retard.
Fucking trash. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe on a low level, local, maybe we could get something done. Because I'm in there. I'm working with pros now, and we're all holding our own, and we're all, you know.
That's a shot.
If you're fighting people like you, they're holding their own because they're fighting you. And I imagine that if you're holding your own, it's because they're other yous. Like, how many other schlubs like Aaron are up there going like, maybe I am ready to go pro? Like, what is this club?
And you, to go pro, I looked at it a little bit. To go pro, you need about four sanctioned bouts under your belt. And then you end up you can apply to be a professional. He's only got two
amateur bouts,
and he lost them both. They're both sanctioned, so they would classify. But
he got out of the first round of one of them. Couldn't get out of the first round.
He needs to do two more, but he's unable to do two more until he gets safe sport dealt with, so that he can join USA Boxing in the Masters category or. In a couple next
what happened to his the basketball league? He was going to be on a team. They were going to get a team together. He knew a guy who played college hoops. He was going to get to join. What happened to
law school and getting Mikey out of jail?
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Dude, he's got a lot of irons in the fire.
I just thought like playing basketball with a Jew would be a lot easier than completing law school. I figured that somebody could accomplish.
You remember when he said he wanted to go back to jail just to play basketball with them and was asking if he could do visits?
Just some pickup games? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the guys I was working with yesterday, I feel like the whole thing's a goof, like it's a prank set up against me.
It is.
And they're going to like give me the reveal at some point.
Good instance.
But one of the guys,
they're not going to give you the reveal. The other contender is.
Working with yesterday said, hey, you're the most valuable thing in boxing. I'm like, Christ. He goes, you're a white heavyweight who can box. I'm like, Jesus, let's not get too fucking.
Oh, these guys.
Let's he is a heavyweight. I'll give him that.
But hey, it's nice to have people that believe in you. Not only that, it's nice to have a gym.
What these guys have done is the equivalent of standing at the top of a hill and then pushing the tire off the edge and just waiting to see it spin and the havoc it's going to unleash.
Do you think these guys watch this little piggy? These guys at the gym?
Can you imagine?
They have to. They have to be fans of the show.
way more experienced people that I can learn stuff
from. At a minimum, watch him go home and do this. You know what I mean? Like, right. He can do it.
Well, it's also funny that, you know, Aaron is 38 years old. There was a time when he was bragging about being a mentor to the younger people at the gym. And he's like, yeah, I'm a coach and I mentor these people. And now he's back to like training to become a heavyweight champion.
Right.
What's he doing?
Sometimes you unquit.
That ship has sailed, my friend.
Have that before? So that's kind of nice. Papa Shab says, you were winded from jumping around your basement for 30 seconds, right? But yet, I'll go to the Y, I'll play 5-on-5 basketball, I'll run 4 straight full court games, and it'll be fine. Or I'll spar eight, nine rounds in a row. I'll be fine. There's something.
5-on-5 basketball, 4 straight full court games? Is that what he just said? There's no one in the NBA who could do that. What's he talking
about?
Well,
they played at 2 points.
Okay, I was going to say, a full fucking game with no subs? There's no way.
About the competitive spirit of it?
Yeah, Carl, you don't understand the adrenaline you get once the competitive spirit comes into play.
I've seen the guys at the Y throwing the basketball around. They suck. Everyone there sucks.
That helps a lot when I'm doing it and there's no like competition involved. I don't know. Nomo says first Larry Bird, now Max Schmeling. No, see, I feel like I'm being gassed up, you know? Yeah, Tom, I'm sorry, but when you're a guy who runs a gym and you give out private info about your members to strangers, that's just an untrustworthy guy. And that's
here we go against Coach Scott.
Mm-hmm. Fortunate because I did like the guy. But like when people come around asking about your members, one of the big things about a gym is trust. And when the person running the place will give out information about you to strangers, especially when they're being recorded, I'm sorry, I'm not the bad guy for saying that's weird.
Now, when Aaron was giving out Coach Scott's private information and talking about their private conversations, phone calls, and emails, that was all fine. But the minute Coach Scott started giving out stuff about Aaron, that was too far.
A couple sentences from there.
I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. This is Aaron's regrets about what he should have done before he left that gym. This is great.
That idea, that's going to be the Golden Shower theme song. There we go. Gausko said he also said you had zero cardio game. That's funny. I would go 15 rounds at a time. So
a minute ago, it was 8 or 9 rounds. Now he's like, oh, I used to go 15 rounds, sometimes 60 rounds.
Lying, or he's just a fucking attention whore piece of shit, which did turn out to be factual. Oh, I should have fucked him up before I left for a couple of rounds.
I should have fucked Coach Scott up.
Whoa.
Coach Scott has that old man strength.
Yeah.
He would destroy you.
Scott is there every day and probably does far more working out and practicing boxing. He actually teaches a class, if not multiple classes. So it'd be very, very funny. But Aaron says I should have fucked him up.
Jeez.
Oh, I love it. More boxing stuff from Aaron.
Let's make sure we got Joey Caravello, Mike Go, all of them getting involved in the Golden Shower. And, of course, that Golden Shower continues as long as there are $5 or gifted memberships. As long as there's 5 yellows in the chat, which there are still across, one of them's about to expire, and that will end said Golden Shower.
Okay.
So if he just puts it off and waits for them to expire, he doesn't have to do it? Is that a rule?
I have questions about this. How long until one expires? Do we know that?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. And then the other question is, so if someone gives them $2 or $1, does it start over again?
Yes. It disrupts it the Golden Shower because it gets in the middle of the cloud.
It breaks the stream.
Yeah.
You guys very much for giving us one this early on in the program. Fuck You Dude says, what an unfortunate time to tune in. Yeah, I'll admit this is weird. People also asked how much to hear my morning vocal warm-ups. And I did say $100 in the first 30 minutes, and they are technically on pace to do that. So
how much to hear my morning vocal warm-ups? Is there anything not for sale? This is like an estate sale when you walk in and there's just a tag on everything. Like, hey, how much to hear your morning warm-ups? $100. Take it.
I apologize. Oh, there's a blueberry to break up the golden shower. Veldrain with a dollar.
A blueberry?
Says the
So if five people give five or whatever, I'll do the golden shower. But if somebody interrupts that with 100, golden shower's off.
Right. What's the point of this?
Year-old virgin was a movie. How about the amateur 40? How about the 40-year-old amateur boxer as a movie? They don't want me to be an amateur anymore. Dude Pest, have they seen you fight? Oh, and two. Well, I mean, first of all, yeah. I mean, the second one, I fucking kicked ass and got robbed. So I don't really consider that one a loss at all. That was, you've got 80-year-olds.
Again, like, can you do this in any other sport? Can you walk off the field after the score has been posted and go, yeah, I don't buy that bullshit. We won. Like, it just, I don't consider that a loss. Yeah, but unfortunately in the record book.
I mean, the 1 yard line was a gimme. The Seahawks won that Super Bowl.
Right.
You know? Amateur fights. We played that one publicly numerous times. And even the people who hate the toe were like, yeah, you kicked the shit out of it. I mean, he turned.
No, they weren't. Play a clip.
Play the clip.
People hate the toe going, oh, you really got him, Aaron.
Yeah, who said that?
You were robbed.
Back to me four times, and they wouldn't take away a fucking point. I had him knocked out. I had him stumbled on Queer Street three times, including one time I knocked him down. And they had to stop the fight.
Because every time Aaron got knocked down, am I wrong? Like, Aaron got floored every time he boxed.
His mouth guard fell out. he was punched so hard in the face he lost his mouth guard.
He turned to his corner guy. He's like, yeah, can I get one of these? It's not so sharp. This thing's cutting my mouth.
Turned his back to the rope.
What is this made of? Sunflower seeds?
Like this. And I'm sitting there. At one point, I turn and I try to throw a punch around him because I'm like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I've got the goddamn fight won. He turns his back. The referee has to stop the fight, separate us, and give that guy time. That fucking pit. Now you got me mad. Now you got me mad, Budapest. But yes.
This is a guy who loses the fight, and he's like, you're lucky you won't fight me again.
This guy, this guy talks about winning and how he could beat anyone in boxing so often that he's hung up on the second fight, which he should have won. He's only done two fights. Surely, if you're going to talk that big of a game, you'd do more.
The new trainers do want me on a pro card. I'm sparring with professionals now. It's going pretty well. Skousko said, Scott said you never listen to anything trainers say. Did he really? I doubt he ever said that.
He did.
He did.
He did. I have an interview on my channel.
I remember
Aaron doesn't
he said you
listen.
Shouldn't fight the fight that you get your ass kicked in. You
Aaron doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. Right. He thinks he knows everything. This is what Scott said.
First of all, if a gym trainer is giving out information like that to strangers on his members, I think that person should borderline be sued or put out of business. I don't think he ever said that. I don't think
he's like, Scott never said that. But he should be fired for saying that.
Yeah, that's should be sued and put out of business.
And he shouldn't have beat the shit out of him.
Big of a hack.
He shouldn't have revealed that. He's not supposed to say that. All right, here's the last one. This one's about safe sport.
Every Sunday, I have a conversation with the training staff and everybody else, and I think I picked Bubbalo yesterday, and I had 2 12-ounce Zevias. So we're a little overcarbonated. I would say a little too much carbonation.
Bubble guts.
09 Canyon says if it upsets her, then stop. If she's fine with it, it's fine. She handles it hilariously. It's great. Chips and Dip says next time try no baking soda for Lent.
Nope.
Nope.
He should. Baking. If you're thinking of giving something up for Lent, Aaron, like this is a genuine suggestion.
Podcasting?
The goal. Give up the goal for Lent. That is something that you have begun to worship.
But he doesn't even
care
about the goal.
False idol in your life.
Movie. Right.
No, give he doesn't care up, about the goal.
Give up the goal deal. For Lent. You want to give something up that's meaningful, give up the goal. He won't do it.
I, Skousko says, Aaron, have you signed your professional contract yet for your upcoming fight? I have no idea how those get signed. I have no idea how it works. No, every Sunday I have a conversation with the training staff and everybody else, and I figure out what's going on. They want to shoot for the spring. I've given them a list of names of opponents I'd like to face after some online scouting.
You know what's amazing about this guy? So one of the big problems that Aaron has is that he's online all the time. He's online all morning and then all evening, every single day. So Sunday's his day off, and he goes to church, and then he goes to the gym, and he has so many tales to tell us. He's inspired for music. He's talking about all this stuff that's going on at the boxing gym. Like, if he would podcast less and live a life a little bit more, he might have interesting stories to tell. Right. He might have interesting things to tell us about.
Carl, you're going to be eating your club foot later today, because he's got a doozy of a story to tell about changing a P-trap in his upstairs sink.
This is what I'm talking about. This guy doesn't live a life. He's got nothing going on. He's a lonely loser.
You're going to be feeling so stupid. This thing has nuance to it. There's depth. You're gonna feel so stupid.
And we'll see where it goes from there, I suppose.
Have you poured beer into those little cups they give you in the hotel?
High noon.
Okay.
Waiting on physical and blood test, and when those results come in, then the professional license is satisfied. The professional license is filled. I did get...
They had to send my blood off to a super lab. They got it at the regular lab, and they were like, we don't even know what to do with this. We've never seen anything like this.
Safe Sport checked in on me yesterday. They're like, hey, how's everything going since we had our interview last year and we got everything squared away? And
Mooney, is everything squared away with Safe Sport?
Nope. I called Safe Sport. Safe Sport said, as long as it says he's suspended, it means the investigation is still open, and the Safe Sport organization still identifies that there could be a risk to other players if he is allowed to.
But he says they got in touch with him yesterday and said, how's everything going since we squared it all away?
Yeah, well, they haven't.
Oh.
You're going to renew your USA Boxing, your Safe Sport, your all that. I said, no, fuck you. I'm just going to get my professional license. I'm fucking done with you people. I interviewed. You told me I was getting it back. I got it back way later than you told me it was. I'm not giving you people another.
Did he get it back? No.
Okay. Dime. I'm not giving you any more money.
This is
so
he has the same energy that Corey had when Corey said, I'm leaving Steel Toe.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to show. I've been held back for too long in the amateur lane. I'm going to
go pro. I'll see if MLC takes me.
Yeah, I'm going to get hired.
It was very satisfying to be able to do that. And then I looked up online the criticisms of that organization, and apparently they're absolutely getting pilloried, and they're talking about replacing them. And
this is the same as the judge. Like, everything that goes against him, he's like, actually, I looked into them, and they're fucked up, and they're corrupt, and it's all a sham.
Am I out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong. That
when he got it taken away, he was like, you know, I'm going to get my Safe Sport back. I need my Safe Sport to fight. I'm going to get that back. Now it's like, I don't even want it back.
48 hours. It's a drop of blood. How's that drop dripping?
Organization was created because the United States government fucked up so bad on Larry Nassar. It was basically created as a pedo cover. So it is nice. Oh, I got to say that.
Those pedos are foiled, Aaron, again.
Kind of like the Catholic Church.
That felt good. Because I emailed them after they said, hey, since you're back, are you going to renew all your stuff? Like,
can you go check right now? Maybe he is back.
I did. I checked yesterday, and
okay.
I'll check again.
So he's full of shit.
Recruiting email, and I'm like, I interviewed with you in February of 2025. You said you were going to activate it again. Yeah. It took you months.
Still on there.
And now you're like, hey, what do you say, buddy? And I'm like, fuck you. That felt really nice. TDR shit show with $2.
So. I don't know, man. It seems like now that they want him back.
You ugly fuck. See, now.
Now that they want him back, he's had enough.
There are only 14 other people who have had temporary suspensions longer than Aaron. Aaron has the 15th longest temporary.
Dude,
extension.
He told you he was the best. He's going for number one. big news. You know, Aaron's been changing his thumbnails again. He's been really dabbling in AI, and he has changed the style of these thumbnails again. And somebody calls him out about that, but he has some thoughts.
It's like a bar of soap. You squeeze it too hard, it's going to slip out of your fingers. Right now, they're trying to squeeze Candace Owens a little too hard.
I love his transitions.
In my opinion. All right. Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow.
By the way, I turned Rewind on today just to see what happens. Let's go nuts. Rewind is available today.
Ultimate TND says that AI-generated logo looks really bad. You know, I'm glad you said that because 99.9% of people have absolutely loved it. I've been getting DMs from... I never get DMs about logos and thumbnails.
Why are you glad he said that? Though?
I never get DMs about logos and thumbnails.
What a retard.
How great it looks. Even people who are like, I usually hate stuff that's AI-assisted. Because nothing we're doing is like...
Listen to this. This is what's crazy. This lets you know how much he understands AI. Listen to this cope.
Fully 100% AI created. I input photos and I input stuff I want, then it starts spitting out this crazy shit.
This is common.
Yeah, that's how AI works.
Right, it's AI. Yes, holy shit. It's AI assistant.
They're not AI. They're not AI. I give them photos to go off of.
This is how Comic X makes his music.
Right.
The same process.
I basically try to use it for design purposes.
Oh, okay.
And people have really loved it. Like, even people who absolutely hate the AI stuff.
Who would love that new logo? It sucks out loud. Like, what's good about it?
It's missing a lice. The explosion looks boring as fuck.
Yes, and it's so lame. People are loving it. Oh, who would love a logo? Who cares?
The boot is missing a lace?
Yes. One of the laces is gone. It's just a single lace.
Dude, I use it for design.
Person out there is saying, I don't like it. It's not for me. That's good.
He's like, literally, I've never heard this before, where he's like, nothing we do is 100% AI. I give it photos and tell it what to do. That's what AI is.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what AI is. Holy shit. Aaron, that's how everyone uses it. You have to tell it what to do for it to do anything. You don't just visit the website and it gives you a thumbnail. You think that's what we're all doing? Like, he's like, no, I tell it, make it say this, put this person's photo in it. Yeah. That's how it works.
I like that. But look at, they went.
And he's always getting people who hate Steeltoe or who hate AI are always messaging him like, look, man, I hate you and I everything you do, but I got to admit, you really won this one. No one's doing that.
They've been going hard in the paint. Like,
AI's been going hard in the paint with the thumbnails. They've been going hard. This AI.
Thumbnails up until yesterday were like pleasant. They were unassuming. They were nice. I liked them. But tonight, holy
That is garbage.
This holy is shit. Insane.
This is a parody. This is a parody. This is a parody of a parody.
I worked in a design
firm. What are we supposed to focus on?
I would fire the designer if he ever came to me with this. Like, okay, you're done.
No, nothing we do is AI. This is, I tell it to do this.
So, all right, you see,
count
the, lace
count
is missing.
The American flags.
There's a lace missing on this side over here.
He's put the registered trademark for Steeltoe Evening Show, but he's only registered the trademark for the Steeltoe Morning Show.
Well,
right.
Steeltoe Evening Show is not registered.
We could go register the trademark for Steeltoe Evening Show and he'd have to stop using it?
No, you could, but then he'd be able to show that he was first to really use it in that domain.
Just like the brewery when they had to change their name.
There's two guilty things on the
paper. Right. I'm looking at that. That doesn't make any sense. The number of American flags is retarded.
There's handcuffs.
Why is Robert De Niro being handcuffed? Like, this doesn't have anything to do. I could show you this, but there's this guy on Reddit.
Yeah.
Roy Sombrero
Great
made
work.
This amazing compilation of the evolution of Aaron's thumbnails over the past month.
Took my idea and went with it.
I guess it's not a new logo, although people have been saying really nice things about the new logo. It's not necessarily a new logo. I just took the old logo, ran it through ChatGPT, and said, just basically clean this up for me, make it look.
Clean this up, will you?
Enhance, enhance.
The thing I
remove
love about,
lace.
The thing I love about this is that as things get obscured and it starts to lose more and more information, you start to see the whole thing begin to morph and move further and further away from the original.
So one thing he's doing is he's feeding in like yesterday's thumbnail and telling it to change the date and remove this guy and add this guy. And when you do that with AI, you know, it's the old meme, a copy of a copy of a copy. It starts losing information and definition, and it becomes pixelated and off. And you'll see it happen.
It regenerates things. So it always brings things back to the same resolution. So it needs to hallucinate new details. And every time you upload it, it'll lose something and then hallucinate more. And eventually you get things that come out that have nothing to do with the original.
Nicer.
So this is how his thumbnails used to be. We all remember this.
Yep.
Cornerstone of any good day.
It used to be TM. Now it's R.
Right. What?
Okay. First one.
This was fun.
The logo changes size.
Yeah.
The logo is just a suggestion to Aaron.
And this is already getting garbled.
Yeah.
You can see artifacts and stuff.
What's happened to your audio? It's really peaking.
Me?
Yeah. It's not super loud, but it's clipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
EV Mux, baby.
Great.
What we're doing is fully 100% AI created. I input photos and I input stuff I want, and then it starts spitting out this crazy shit.
He's acting like he uses AI in a way that nobody else does. He's like, no, I tell it what to do, and then it does it. I use it for design. Oh no, now I've lost audio completely.
What?
I can't hear Carl.
I can't hear him either. He's muted himself.
Classic Carl.
His mic maybe ran out of battery.
Fucking Carl.
Stop. It says, where it used to say news, now it says NES. NESS next to the microphone.
and this, what is this?
So he uploaded the old logo back into it, even after creating the new logo. And so tried to put the old logo on the mug as well as in the middle of the screen.
Ness. And then you can just see how this is all starting to warble.
Yeah.
This is not a straight line anymore. It's the bell is all wonk.
And people have really loved it. Even people who absolutely hate the AI stuff.
And that logo is totally different. That's not the logo of the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Yeah, and it is missing a lace there. So I'm wondering if he fed an AI version of an AI version to an AI version.
It's so good.
I basically try to use it for...
I'm wondering if he's adding this text in later. Because it's crisp. Mm. And it's a basic font, white. I'm thinking he's adding that in after... Yeah, definitely. Look.
Yeah.
Our thumbnails up until
yes.
Yesterday.
We're like,
he's completely changed. The explosions are gone now. It's now a backdrop of some city, and there's an explosion in the middle.
Which
is so hard to read. If you shrink this down, it's not an easy...
Yeah, he doesn't understand the purpose of a thumbnail and how they're used.
Right. Yeah.
There's so much information, so much text.
I would get rid of the logo entirely if you're going to do this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I like them.
There we go. This is the new one.
And people are telling me how great it looks. Even people who are like, I usually hate stuff that's AI assisted.
So here we see the same handcuffs, money, gavel. So he's refeeding these in. Yeah. Watch how insane this gets. So you see it. There's the money. There's the gavel. There's the handcuffs. Like this, until it gets to this point, and it's just like, and he's like, no, people love this. People have been telling me, usually I hate AI, but this feels different. this isn't the typical AI slop that we deal with on a typical basis. I love it. Slop. I love it. All right, let's check in and see how the griff's going.
Just speaking of the logo, can we just navigate to one more page before this? Streamlabs.com/Steel Toe Morning Show. Can you go there?
Well, we're going to get to the merch.
Okay. All right.
We're going to get to the merch stuff.
All right. All right.
I'm going to get this where I can read it. Hey, Geezer. Hey, Jose. I finally found you a guaranteed first round knockout. He is a moob from St. Cloud. Who's Jose?
Yeah. Aaron's the tutorial level where you learn the controls.
Oh, they found Carl.
Did someone figure out what hotel room I'm in?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Tim Bollinger, like I said last week, this idiot ain't going to church. He would have put extra ashes on his forehead last Wednesday. He is watching TLP, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not do the Ash Wednesday thing.
The theory that I've heard bandied about is he's trying to follow the sort of Candace Owens version of Nick Fuentes version of Catholicism, where you're allowed to be anti-Semitic through the Catholicism. So it allows him to say bad things about Jews and Israel.
I'm glad you said that, Moody, because I was like, Catholicism sucks. It's so boring and lame. I didn't realize you could be anti-Semitic. All
right,
well,
right. That's where
can't get married perk. Again, but he can make fun of Jews. Yeah. I miss old Howard Stern. Do we have a Dabbleverse designated survivor in case everyone gets wiped out at Rodney's tonight?
Yeah, I'm on a different island, so
isolated.
He gets a dopamine rush from the things he says. It's as good as a normal person accomplishing something.
Lemmy, stop by the shed so we can talk. I love you so much. I need you back. Come after 7 p.m. when I'm able to dump my ice chest toilet down the drain in the parking lot without getting caught.
Jesus Christ. Ugh. You guys work this out off air, please. AO1012, all his opinions are from about 6 Twitter accounts. I do think that's probably true. Because he's gotten got before by like some troll Twitter accounts. So he definitely does like source stories from Twitter. It's a good point. Colin Madden, oh no, this is our first yellow boy. We're going to count. If we get 5 of these, it's on, baby. My mom told me my Uncle Michael used to go to a club called Plato's Retreat and take baths. Baths? I queried. He used to rave about the golden showers, she replied innocently. Jesus Christ, Ma.
This has to be lies. Anybody involved in combat sports, even at an amateur level, knows that this doughy bastard doesn't have the cardio for 3 rounds, let alone go professional top 300.
I don't know. He was watching some videos and going, I think I could take these guys. Top 300. Mike Cutts, gay guy question, 20-year marriage or Manhattan?
What?
Carl, is this an OP thing?
Is that for me? I don't know.
I don't even know. Say more. Carl, Patrick, what size t-shirt do you wear? It's medium. I'll be bringing some...
Patrick's definitely an M.
I'll be bringing some t-shirts to Hackamania. I want to get a group photo with everyone. Carl just ordered yours.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, Carl.
I don't know. Tarp? What do they have?
Yeah.
Jacob Shedd, Aaron is 0-2 in boxing, which included a loss to a 17-year-old child.
You can't be calling it. Like, there's some 17-year-olds who can destroy you, and that guy was a monster.
And yeah, did.
That kid was insane.
Salvatore M, rather than dance around it, when does Patrick think his feud with Nick is going to start? We all thought it was going to happen last fall. I've seen a couple people talk about this. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what do Nick and I have against each other? I don't even understand, like, what they think could bubble to a problem.
There was some talkings about you, like, Nick hiding some facts from you about the case that you've currently got with Aaron.
Yeah, I saw Aaron say that in a clip we have coming up, but I don't know what anybody's talking about. Right. Like, yeah, I don't think anybody knows what's going on. But no, I mean, Nick and I don't talk very often, but there's no, like, Nick's going to be at Hackamania. Probably will be on TLP at Hackamania, and
sweet.
I don't understand what you think there is to feud about, but I'm all ears. Oh no, we're two. Golden showers, cha-cha-cha.
These have been interrupted. They need
No. We don't have those same rules because these are $10, not $5. Listen, so we change the rules.
Fucking dance, you asshole.
We change the rules.
Here's three.
Here's three. Chicken boy, drink from the bowl. Drink from the bowl. All right, we need two more. Then we have to do it. Tim Bollinger, Steel Toe Morning Show. This is a picture of the merch we will be talking about here in a minute. Toe was pushing his Streamlabs merch store a few weeks ago. I've been waiting for Patrick to host again to share this awesome merch.
You're behind, Tim. This is the old logo.
That is the old logo.
He's updated it.
Yes. Caddy Thurgood, Melton, you are the audience for his show. It's singular.
Audience. We got 20 in the bank, Shorty. What you drink?
20 in the bank, baby.
Guys, I think of the Catholic Church a lot like I do Nick's hot, spicy load in my mouth. I didn't know I needed it in my life. And now that I've tasted it, I can't live without it.
Fair. It's my favorite energy drink, too. Ewa, here we go. Four. This is for the goal as well as allowing us to rewind. Oh, I'm getting love. Caddy Thurgood, you know Melton actually likes Aaron. He's actively keeping irrelevant. Can't wait for the videos from Rodney's tonight. Yeah, I hope we get some real-time developments. PL, Chad is not going to New York. Carl, how goes the AIDS? Any updates?
No one thought Chad was coming to New York. That's the dumbest thing ever. Chad's like trying to get a free ticket because he said he was past it, Rodney's.
We're all past.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, you're right. I am kind of bullying. Oh my goodness, Diane! Oh wait, let's make sure. Well, now I'm gonna keep it, Diane. Late morning listener, your show is my not miss. I dabble. You have an awesome show. Shrug off the hate. It's all a show. Look at that, $50 coming in. Hot and heavy, boys and girls. All right.
He didn't say how much, did he? He just said, Diane. Ah.
I thought it's a $50.
Here we go. Oh. $50 coming in.
Oh, $50.
Now.
Okay.
You know what that means? The rest of you get nuts, go crazy, because you can't have a 50 drop and then lose.
Never happened.
Comedy Villain says, give her a mug. That is a great point, Diane.
This is full Chad, where they're like, I know that my show's not worth $50, so I should mail this person a mug. I should send out a shirt. This was incredible.
If you want to send me your address, I will send you a mug. I should send out some promotional items. I want to show you guys this. We updated the merch with the new logos. So if you want to go to streamlabs.com/steeltoemorningshow/merch, the new logos are... Hey! What the fuck? I changed the goddamn t-shirt. The new logos are on. Shut up. Falling apart. I make $50. Act like you've been there before, dickhead. But all of the new logos are on all of the new stuff. The t-shirt might just take a minute to.
And we know when ChatGPT spits these things out, they're very low res. They're not print quality graphics.
You need 300 DPI for that.
Yes. And these are low resolution, low scale. Like, they're not even like big images.
And they look fine on a screen, but that's what they're made for.
Yeah.
I have a steel toe hoodie, and it's one of those stupid just press on things.
Yeah.
On a,
April used to do those.
It sucks. Yeah, it's the worst merch you
could. It's ever literally like plastic, just like melted onto a sweater.
We did do that, and I do want to add a new item this week.
Oh boy.
It's going to sit him back many hours.
And I think the new item that I might go with.
Drum roll, please.
There's people have asked for sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Wait. What,
the explosions on the butt.
Long sleeve shirts.
Okay.
I kind of want to go with a jersey, but.
Why not all of them? These are like shitty merchandise stores where you like just pick a product and upload your logo and it slaps it on there. He's like, I think we're going to do one new piece of merch. Sweatpants, a long sleeve shirts, maybe a jersey. I don't know. I'm just spitballing over here.
Cafe Press and Zazzle were around 20 years ago.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about?
Who's requesting sweatpants, steel toe sweatpants?
SP.
I'm a fan of a lot of different shows and bands and stuff. And everybody like, if only I had their sweatpants.
I think Aaron might be creating merch just for himself. Like, who wants a jersey?
Right.
I get it if people don't want to. Let's see. Let's
after saying that, he goes, I don't know. I get it if people don't want it. It's like, he just said people were asking for it.
This, let's get
when sweatpants. I get 9 emails a day. When sweatpants.
T-shirt situation figured out here. But we got the coffee mug. We got the beanie. We got the women's cropped hoodie. We got the unisex hoodie.
And the coffee mug. This guy hates coffee. He's got a coffee mug.
He's put T-shirt. He talks as if he put so much effort into quality control and making sure that these are pristine quality items that are worth the money that you pay for.
Yeah. Like if you asked him, does he know what blanks this is being printed on? Or does the store just offer, like, these are Gildan 2000 t-shirts? Or
they're beefy tees. Everyone loves beefy tees.
Right. Like,
or if you ask him, does the beanie have the letter O in the Steel Toe Morning Show written on it?
It does not. It does, but it's black on black, so you can't see it.
It's not. I don't think it's there.
It's there, but it's not. Yeah, it's. Yeah, so he uploaded the logo, and it's got some letters that are black, and they're on, like, black merch, and they're just gone. They're, like, morning show, the O is just missing, and it's just Immerning Show. It's like. He doesn't give a fuck. And by the way, he's selling 3 of these things.
And the background is a completely solid color. It's orange. It's an amorphous orange blob. Can you bring it up?
No, I can't.
Throw some more stuff in there. We don't really promote the shop very much, but the numbers have still been pretty good on that shop, even though we don't even mention it. So,
by the way, if the numbers were good, you'd mention it. I plug my store all the time because people buy my stuff. And I want him to keep buying my stuff. And it does make a difference when you buy my stuff. It's out of sight, out of mind. Like, he doesn't remember he even has a store until he gets an order every 3 months. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, yeah, the store.
He talks about money every episode, multiple times per episode. And we're to believe that he's killing it with his merch sales and doesn't bring it up?
Right.
Okay. Logos on there. If Main Vein is watching, I did cancel your VIP order and update it today. I thought it was unfair to send you the old stuff when I knew that I was updating all of this. So I canceled your order, and I just placed a new order for the new logo stuff. So here we go.
A lot of people want the old collector's items.
That could have been an email.
Right.
Why do you need to dedicate your show to logistics?
Let's get this T-shirt all straight.
This is the only order he's had in weeks. You know, again, I know he's making tons of money on the merch. We're going to hear about it. I wanted to play this. This is a very quick clip, but this will give context to the next clip. This is important.
Not have more kids than you can afford.
You're arguing that I should pay for your kids.
I'm not arguing that I should pay for your kids.
If you can't tell, Johnny's distracted.
that the government said.
No. By the way, Nick Shirley goes...
Johnny's actually talking. He's muted.
...this documentary and says this to Somali people. He's a hero. He's amazing. He's the greatest guy ever.
Aaron notices.
Are you okay over there? Is something going on?
I'm taking a phone call, sorry.
I'm taking a phone call, sorry. Now, watch how Aaron handles this. He gets a little pissed.
Oh, God.
Oh. That'll help. That way he's not taking a phone call. You guys don't get to watch him take his phone call.
Our money. I pay taxes.
Aaron is perturbed. Aaron gets annoyed by this.
The number of times Aaron has taken a phone call.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because Monday we had an HRO scheduling hearing, and during the show it concluded, and Aaron got some news. And here's how Aaron handles a phone call on his show.
Hold on a second.
Everybody has to wait when Aaron gets a text or a call. Everybody pause the show. Mm-hmm.
Take over in the chat for just a little bit. I got some really interesting
news. Look at the panic on Johnny's face. Take over for me. He's like, what the fuck? He has no idea how to do this.
Share with anybody?
Okay.
But I got some really interesting good news that hopefully I'll be able to share later. It's very, very good, but I can't say anything. Take over for a second. I do need to read this real quick.
All righty. I don't know anything about what that good news is, so I unfortunately can't answer that. Now I'm really curious. I hate it when he teases like that. Now I want to know. What's the news, man? What's going on? What do you have? Then I got to wait. Are you going to tell us tonight? Tomorrow? What's...
All right. I'm going to tell people everything I can tell them right now.
Okay.
There was a settlement a scheduling conference about an issue that I have against two people that is successful so far. And things went...
I haven't been in court for it, so I don't know how it's... He's like, yeah, but that means I'm killing it because he hasn't gotten to talk.
I just want to point out, I said this on Devil Verse Live yesterday, so I apologize for repeating myself, but Aaron is talking about taking out a restraining order on other adult men who don't live anywhere near where he lives. And he's like acting like this is a victory for him. He is the biggest pussy I've ever seen hosting a show.
Well, for us today. And it sounds like this is just me based on what I got today.
What is the outcome from this is that, these two people can't go near Aaron anymore. They don't. They already don't that. So,
It's inconsequential.
What does he get out of it other than, if it all goes his way, what does
it
he
changes
get out of
nothing.
It
looks like a pussy.
If it all goes his way, Yeah, if the judge was like, this seems valid, I grant it, it changes nothing in my life.
Right.
The judge does not seem happy with the other party.
And remember, the only reason why he's doing this is because there have been two people who have taken out HROs on him, and those HROs include the fact that he can't talk about them. So the reason why he did this was to shut down Patrick and Nick's freedom of speech, which, again, Moody, you're talking about he's a right-winger. Who's his audience?
Right.
Freedom of speech is pretty fucking important to the right-wingers out there, and the fact that he's just like, I want to shut down their speech is wild.
You know
I don't
what else
know
is
who's
important?
Supporting this.
Law and order tends to be quite important to people on the right. And so he lied to the courts. And the reason that the TRO was granted, like the thing that the judge ticked off on is, it seems like there's a credible threat of this person following you around and turning up unannounced, which is something that never happened. He lied about it happening because people turned up to his court hearing, which is public. And everyone has a right to go to one of those. But the way he presented the facts, he presented it as if these people turned up and they're going to beat me up. And that's
Patrick
what it was
went to
on.
A boxing gym that Aaron invited Ethan Ralph to come to, if you'll remember. He wanted Ethan Ralph to come down to that
to fight.
Gym. Patrick went to a bar that Aaron is actively still advertising on his show. He wants people to go to that bar. He's advertising it.
I did it when I knew Aaron was on the air and incarcerated. Right. So there was no chance of running into Aaron.
2 days before the court hearing, when someone told Aaron Melton is going to turn up, he said, I don't care if Melton shows up.
Yep.
So, like,
but now he's doing a victory lap over the fact that, like, who knows what the fuck happened? It's ridiculous.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? It was wild because when we were listening into that first hearing with Nick, before it, like, it was delayed a little bit because there was a woman whose husband was beating her. Yeah. And they were trying to figure out an HRO for her. Like, that's...
Which is why HROs exist.
And
for
then,
women who are battered.
Then you had to hear about internet shit for hours. It's
you probably
wild
have the clip, Patrick. Did you see Aaron saying that his first hearing went really, really well against Nick? I watched it live.
Yeah,
him and his attorney were flustered. They didn't know what to do.
I've got a few of the HRO clips to go over.
It's so insane.
So I was very happy with the email I received. That's all I can say. I don't want to like go, oh, and then not
and
say
then
anything.
Jinx it or whatever.
But I don't want to say nothing.
He let this interrupt his whole flow of his program. I was driving back from Phoenix when I got the summary of, you know, what had happened. I didn't read it till I got home. Who cares? This is why you hire a lawyer. They're doing stuff behind the scenes. He's getting these like, you know, like shots of adrenaline almost from this stuff. And it's like nothing happened. He's acting like some victory happened and there's nothing.
That's not fair. Cause I just went to the audience and took a break from the show. I just got very, very good news.
Well, good for you, buddy.
Yeah. I'm very excited. It's, you know, I think one side thought that they were being very smart. And everyone has seen through it for what it is. And is-
I'll say a little bit more about this in a clip in one of the next clips. But it's so comical what he thinks is happening here.
Pleased. Not pleased. So I'm very happy. Basically, a lot of lies were seen through today. And I appreciate that. Rexstart parody account with a dollar says, I'm brokey dono maxing. Yes, be sure that you're maxing. Be maxing. No, comedy villain. It wasn't that crazy. He says April flipped and spilled the bean. No, it wasn't. That had nothing to do with it. It was just basically their bullshit got called out in person. And, you know, the person in charge said, all right, fucking enough with you guys. And I'm very happy about that. Very thrilled. Let's basically everyone's patience has run out with the other side, which is good. Let's go ahead.
Patience. Patty, we had a chance to do anything with this. You've been waiting for a hearing for months. What's
again,
what's talking about?
I'll say what I can say in an upcoming clip.
Again, this is all
Aaron's the one that's delayed it more than anyone else.
Yes.
He delayed it a few times.
He changed his attorney.
His attorney had to fire himself.
Yes, right.
Because Aaron asked, I don't know why, but it sounds like Aaron asked him to lie for him and he wasn't able to. That's what I'm piecing together.
Let's also not forget, he tried to settle this and not even go to court the minute I filed objection to it. Right. Like within the first week or two, he wanted a settlement.
This is all based on information I've received. Yes. Let's go ahead and talk about this BAFTA thing. So the BAFTAs are like the British Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm stammering. I'm very excited.
He's fucking edging, man.
Wow.
So good. So he talked about this on every show this week, multiple times. He could not get over it.
Goddamn register. Abel Graham, AOC's juicy Latina ass. Hulkamasha baby to win this paternity test. Well, that's important too. Katie with $30 over on Venmo. It's a win for the toe tonight. Thank you.
Wanna fuck? Let's fuck.
Thank you guys very much. We missed by 160 this morning, but I'm writing that one off. That's just. You win some, you lose some.
This is how he gets perfect weeks. when it doesn't go perfect, he just goes, yeah, but it's still perfect. So that, I never considered that strategy for anything, but that's unique.
Oh, God. Uraf Agate says on YouTube, I heard that was also the guy that made Melton's ass wiping stick. That's bullying. That's bullying. Aren't we in that poor boy's head enough? I saw on Kevin's show yesterday, he was all salty and bitchy that I'm not on Super Tips. Like, I guess Super Tips is struggling because they don't have a lot of A-listers on there. They got one of their biggest names is Pat Dixon and Carmick. So he really wants
that's Aaron. One of their biggest names.
I'm sorry.
No, you can go to supertip.gg/leaderboard. And yeah. You can see who the people who earn the most are.
Kid, I'm not going to work.
He thinks that what I was saying was I'm upset he's not on it.
Right.
Because we need the money. What I'm saying is these people who are too prideful to use it, even though it would make them more money, are stupid.
Yes.
And emotional. That's what I was saying. I'm not under any delusion that he'll ever use it. No one cares. This is like Gino going, like... like, I'll never use that and give Patrick Melton 10% cut of that. It's like, Gino, you make $17 a show.
Right. Yeah, like I told Gino, if Gino joined Super Tip and our cut was 100%, we wouldn't notice.
In any way, shape, or form. And he's like, I don't get it. Why doesn't he just do Super Tips? I don't understand.
Why wouldn't you play this clip?
Right.
Why wouldn't you show your audience be groveling and crying and being pathetic?
Right.
Fuck, why wouldn't you?
It's stupid. It would be so good for him. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
It objectively would be. He would be earning more money. He'd get it faster. And people would troll him through the system, sure. But he'd be making money because of it.
Well, he's got some other thoughts on the system.
The show. I've seen the shows it's on. It's terrible. Like, it's a show killer. It disrupts flow.
Don't you dare super tip this show and interrupt the flow.
You can, people who write into
disable anything that interrupts the show. Right?
Yeah.
You don't need to enable all the interruption stuff.
And by the way, no one's interrupted
no
this
shit,
show.
That Moody, will you please tell that to Tukey and Patrick? fucking guys.
Tukey turned it off. He turned off.
Did he
the
finally turn it
interruption.
Off?
Mine's on. You pay an extra $20, it comes right off.
It sucks.
Are criminally unfunny. Everything is about sodomizing someone
this.
With something, or there's cum, or they're like, all these guys are fucking gay. Like they're
what?
Oh, he said the line. He said the line. These guys are criminally unfunny. All they say is things are gay.
All they
idiots.
Talk about is gay stuff. It's like
we're in a game show about this.
He talks about getting his shit pushed in every day.
What an idiot.
Really hiding the gay and not so well. And it, the voices are dog shit.
Like, so are we hiding it or not hiding it? I don't understand.
My
you guys are hiding the gay,
shit.
But not well.
I'm super tipped.
It's a bad program. It's hackneyed. And I think it's probably already obsolete at this point. Not right, to mention, no one's ever going to buy the fucking thing, which he lies about all the time. But he can't help it. It's just don't.
Who is this for? Who in his audience knows what the fuck he's talking about?
It's for him.
No one's even going to buy this thing. People are like, buy what? What is he talking about?
The way he's always been. He doesn't.
It's the way he's always been. Supertip is the company is a year old, but I've always been this way, just lying about Supertip.
They didn't teach him anything, but it's an obsolete technology already. Nobody's going to buy the fucking thing because they don't get permission from people to use it. They get cease and desists all the times, and they have to back down. You know, I mean, it's a terrible.
Aaron
system.
Got cease and desists for his show.
They're framed, hanging up at his...
right.
But I guess it's not going very well, and he was talking about how he's not making any money off it, and I'm so sad. Why doesn't Aaron use it? It's like, bitch, you got to let me go.
You seriously, do cry about not making any money off of it a lot, though, Patrick.
No, I only do that when people are like, Patrick gets 10% of the money. It's like, right. I don't. I really don't.
No. I'm talking about our private conversations.
Oh,
you just break down crying about how it's just you're not making enough money off of
you better not release those texts.
I got screenshots for days, baby.
Yeah. When's it my turn? That's what I always say. Where's my parade? I'm going right. broke over here. God, when does that drip start from the Super Tip Corporation?
Gotta let me go. So, no, I'm not going to be using Super Tips. It's good to know they're struggling, though, and that they need me really bad. But then again, they always have. I also, Taste Fairy Alto says, didn't he claim he sold it? Yeah, he lied about that, too. I sold it a long time ago. As his sores ooze pus. He didn't. He admitted yesterday.
He thinks he's Kevin Brennan.
I was watching Kevin Brennan.
Oh, I knew it. I knew that was Kevin Brennan. So next, is he going to tell us that you don't pay the IRS?
Yes.
And that they're going to go after
That's coming.
Tax evasion?
They're going to call live on the show. They want the whistleblower hotline.
I see Kevin tonight.
So he's struggling. I guess he's not making a lot of money. His health isn't very good. And he needs the toe. I'm sorry. Didn't I already bail out that failing brand once already? I've already bailed it out. I'm not going to keep bailing it out. He can't be my trust fund baby.
Anyway, I need money, guys. Donate. He's like, right. He's bailing everybody out, but he's the one begging constantly.
How this is going to work. I also saw that the other guy was coping really hard, too. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I was happy with the way Monday went. Monday went very well for me. Apparently not so much for someone else.
Monday didn't go well for anyone. It was literally a scheduling conference. Things got scheduled. No, it didn't. There was no verdict that came down, just so people know.
Yikes. He was trying to self-soothe with lies, too. Not Melton. He's actually, I'll give him this. I think he's been handling it way better. I think his tactic has been.
I haven't said a word about it.
Yeah.
Way more responsible. But, you know, he's approached it with a level of fear. And I think that's been better for him. But Pissy Pants, who is having a really hard time letting go of his crush after 2 years, he's soothing himself with these lies. He said, oh, they're scared of me. And the case, so they're asking for settlements. And I'm like, no, we never did, actually.
Okay. Aaron has what Aaron wants, and what they've offered in settlements is that Nick and I could never talk about Aaron again.
That's what he wants.
This is a non-negotiable, he has said.
No.
This is what he wants.
What a pussy. By the way, can I just say, a fucking pussy. This guy talks mad shit about everyone all day long, every day. He got fired from the radio for doing this. And now he wants to silence other people. This is why everyone hates Howard Stern. Because Howard Stern was the FCC free speech guy. And then Opie and Anthony started talking about him. He was just like, they're not allowed to talk about me. And he shut it down. This is bullshit. What a fucking pussy.
This was the first settlement we got.
Old school radio. Old school radio. You go back and forth. You need thick skin. It's not for women. It's just for men.
Aaron,
we can talk
to
each
this
other.
Is embarrassing. You want to stop people from making fun of you.
The first offer we got weeks into this, when he wanted it all to go away before he went to court, was, as long as you guys just stop talking about me, I'll drop these HROs. The HROs have nothing to do with free speech. They have nothing to do with whether or not we're allowed to talk about him. I'm not allowed to contact him directly or indirectly or be within 500 feet of him or 1,000 feet or whatever it is. I don't even know. But it doesn't matter because I live in Nevada. So it's literally, it has nothing to do with talking about him. But every settlement offer he has come with, non-negotiable, they have to stop talking about me. This is a guy who wants you to think it doesn't bother him or get to him. And
he's winning.
The judge has given us on three different occasions deadlines that we have to, our side has to present a settlement offer to him and his lawyers to respond. His lawyer never answers my lawyer. This has been going on for months. His lawyer will not respond to my lawyer, even though it's been ordered by the judge. So I don't know if that's because Aaron's not paying him or Aaron's just saying, like, don't do it. But the only settlement they will accept, they have said this is non-negotiable, Patrick and Nick have to stop talking about Aaron, which has nothing to do with the HRO. It has nothing to do with the fears outlined in the HRO, the concerns outlined in the HRO. This has nothing to do with his daughter. They have to stop talking about me on the internet.
Don't forget, though, when he filed the HRO, his paperwork, he requested that.
Yeah.
And they did not grant it. They just go, okay, 500 feet or 1,000 feet, we'll give you that. But we're not doing the, they can't talk about you online.
Courts aren't in the business of just restricting people's free speech willy-nilly. Right. They don't just do that. It's not going to happen. That is insanity.
Wow.
So
how do you basically come back from this if you're Aaron Imholt? This is crazy.
What happened on Monday is the judge said, you guys, you need to answer their requests for a settlement because his lawyer will not. His lawyer has put his fingers in his ears and not responded to my attorney. My attorney has filed paperwork to the court saying their attorney is not answering us. They will not respond. Like, I assume these documents are public. You could probably go find them. But if you want to know how it's all been going, those are public documents where you can see my attorney has filed letters saying they're not responding. So I don't know what he thinks went well for him on Monday. It's crazy.
Judge saw the way what we'd like to do is just get done with this fucking hearing because we were crushing it. We were killing him. And we want to get to the end of the hearing and fucking win this thing. But the judge asked,
just let us win.
Let's work on settling this thing. And I love this judge. I think he's a great guy. And so,
let's see how this changes the future.
He said, sure, let's work on it. And we were acting in good faith. It was ordered that they offer us a settlement. They have not done it.
This is not true. This is not true.
I heard this part. I wanted to ask you about it. Okay. So you have made your offer.
Yeah, by the way, the offer is, why don't you drop this, stupid?
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Right. I've done nothing to you.
Blown past every deadline. They got called out on it on Monday. So that's what we're waiting on.
So there you go. And then he got even a little more bowed up on his members show on Thursday about this.
This program. Because, again, we made so much fucking money today. It seems like Thursday, like the bringing Oz back has more than paid for itself.
Just so you know, on Thursday morning, I sniped his show.
Yeah.
And people started sending in super chats. I wasn't even like commenting on it or watching it, but I thought it'd be fun to just count the super chats that came in comparison to his goal. And we hit his goal in 53 minutes. And about 10 minutes after that, somebody sent him $270 of his $300 goal. One listener sent him $270 and said, ha ha, NLO, we can hit goals early too. Now, that's a flex, I guess, that up till that point you had gotten $30 and then one guy came in with $270 and made it happen. But then this is his member show after that. And he's like, God, we made so much money today. All because of NLO.
Right. And he also told me to strike your channel, which was, I played that on Dabbleverse Live yesterday. The villains are all the same in this fucking Dabbleverse. Aaron, Stuttering John, all of these retards telling people to strike channels and try to take shit down. It's like, again, is free speech, does that mean anything to you? No? Okay.
Thought it would be a cost. You know, we were making money. We were becoming very profitable the last couple of years. So I said, let's spend some money and let's bring Oz back. And I thought that we'd do okay and Oz would get paid and everything else. Oz has been a financial boom to this program. So we had another perfect week for the toe. It went fantastic. Patrick Melton tried to snipe the thing and failed miserably.
No, I sniped it. Yeah.
I was watching I saw it. A lot of chat going on. A lot of people watching.
DMs and people were updating about it. They're like, he has 240 people watching to your 600. Brutal, dude.
It's true that we oscillated between 200 and 300 viewers for the whole snipe. He obviously gets 700 every morning. You can't deny that.
dude, when I was watching.
Moody, don't even try.
He had 124 on YouTube and you had 240 when I was watching.
Okay, but
he's
but
got his other numbers.
Rumble, right, yeah, right, his, right, primary, right. His primary channel.
Sure.
I want you to think about the fact that I wasn't talking. We were simply rebroadcasting your stream and made more money. He didn't stop at the goal. We went hundreds over it.
How embarrassing for you.
I don't know if you could do that with any other program. Just rebroadcast their show and make more money than the show. Imagine if you like broadcast Friends on your YouTube channel and made more money than NBC. You know what I mean? Like, it's a testament that the numbers were smaller, the money was greater, and he still struggled. And if that person hadn't come in with $270, it probably would have been another miss.
Yeah.
But it's one guy's spite is what got him his money.
Brutal. And you might be wondering, hey, those guys have restraining orders against them because of their real life behavior. Why would they pick now? Both
because you're a bitch. Because you're a bitch, Aaron. I couldn't imagine taking out a restraining order against anyone who was making fun of me.
Because you're spiraling about it all week. He's mentioned right. This on. I've done two shows this week. I haven't mentioned the HRO thing at all. Yeah. It doesn't matter, and nothing's happening. Aaron is like pretending like he won something and brings it up multiple times a show. He's losing his mind.
Why would they pick now to start like crashing out and losing their mind about you multiple days in the week?
Did I lose my mind on any show about him? I don't think I talked about him.
Play the clip.
Right.
Answer is very simple. Monday did not go their way. I don't know why. I will say this. I think Patrick's being misled. I think Patrick's being told things by Nick that aren't true. I know what my attorney told me was either Nick's attorney is not informing him of what's going on, or Nick is just choosing to believe what he wants.
I have not talked to Nick about what happened Monday at all. I talked to my attorney. I don't talk to Nick and go, hey, what happened in court? Can you ask my lawyer what's going on? I've hired an attorney. Nick has hired the same attorney. We both talked to the attorney about our cases. What is this? This goes back to that super chat, I think. It's like, what do they think is happening again? I've seen that people think Nick is paying for my attorney or something. Like, I think people have this really weird.
Well, your company's going out of business and you're desperate for Aaron. So I can imagine you can't pay for your attorney. It's probably
sorry,
true.
Yeah. Good point.
Because my attorney watches Nick's clips and stuff and he's like, he's just not living in reality. This is insane. Like, it's very strange. So I think Nick.
Nick. Aaron's attorney watches Nick's clips. So he's not very busy.
That's what he just said. He's watching Nick Ricada.
Personal purpose.
Sometimes my lawyer takes hours to call me back or email me back. He's like, sorry, I was in court.
Right.
Because he's a lawyer, you know.
Keeping Patrick from his attorney. And he's just like, no, trust me. I'll tell you what's going on because, yeah, Monday did not. I'll just say this. I'm very happy with how Monday went. My lawyer and I have been trying to wrap this thing up because we know we were in the right. We know we've got it. We know it's a W for the toe. And there's been a lot of stalling and not listening and not paying attention and not doing the things they're asked. Not by us. We haven't asked for a damn thing. We've been saying, let's get this hearing going. We did that first hearing. We fucking crushed it. We killed it at that hearing. And we wanted to finish that one up.
That hearing was so embarrassing. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. Nobody had anything on the ready. The judge was like, all right, what do you want me to play? What's the clip? Where is it? Where
both, did you say it? Both, no lawyers, both lawyers sucked. During
yes,
this.
It was brutal.
Asked to do a settlement. And we said, we do what the judge tells us. We're like, all right, if that's what they would like to try to do, absolutely. So we submitted some.
If that's what we would like to try to do. I'd like to go to court for this, finally. I've not been to court for this. That's what I'd like to do. I'm not interested in settling your bullshit claims that I'm a danger to you. I'm not interested in settling. That's been you from the jump.
Yes. and they were supposed to submit their own ideas and never did. And they kind of got a talking to for that. And now that's where we are. So I think that's where a lot
Patrick,
of
Patrick, is that true? Did you get a talking to?
I did.
Dude, that's brutal. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, wait. I wasn't there. So
I oh, okay. You just said you got a talking to. I was like, oh, no.
I'm pretty sure my lawyer didn't get a talking to either. I think they scheduled
a talking
some stuff.
To.
I'm pretty sure they scheduled some stuff.
Anger. I'm guessing
does he know we're all adults?
Tomorrow.
They sent him to the corner. They said, think about what you've done.
Yes, you're in a timeout.
Will be kind of a that weekly group therapy session they do. They'll be doing some group therapy.
Is that what this is?
I think so. So yes, that's probably what today was, which is why I was so happy and laughing about it today. And
now we were sniping him for like an hour before Oz got there, and he didn't mention it, and he knew it was going on because he was banning people in his chat who mentioned Melton is sniping.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, he's waiting for Oz to get there to like back him up. Like he needs a co-host to like help him bully the snipe. And I'm not even kidding. Oz hadn't settled in his seat before he started talking about the snipe. It was crazy. It was nuts.
So. Gentlemen, I'm going to make people very happy right now. I got to go meet up with Zenhauser and Lucy and Anthony Cumia and Vince the Lawyer. They're all across the street. We're going to go down to the Stuttering John show.
Couldn't even make it 2 hours.
Couldn't even make it 2 hours. I will report back to you all.
You're going
to
miss out on class today.
I'm going to go see Gino perform comedy, Piss Face, Stuttering John. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait, and I'll let you know.
Please, if you get a chance, call into my show later and give me some report.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Carl, everybody.
How do I exit out of here, I wonder?
We don't know. Close the browser. Dang Lizard, how are the settlement negotiate? How do I? Does that just sit there now?
Yep.
Okay. Dang Lizard, how are the settlement negotiations in an HRO? Exactly. Exactly. Like, imagine this was like the legit reason for an HRO where you're like I fear for my life for my ex-husband and he's harassing me and coming to my house. Can you guys just agree to a settlement, some offer and compromise? Okay, I won't kill her.
Like
what would it be?
It means you've already lost because settlement means that there's some element of compromise happening there, which would mean that you're compromising from freedoms and not having any restrictions on you. So immediately you've lost something just through a settlement.
I can't believe no one is going to buy Supertip. Is the offer to own 25% of Steel Toe Media for $2,000 still on the table?
The hello to Herb, part owner of Supertip.
What an idiot. Silence, do good. The guy who gets excited over a $1 Rumble ramp stops the show for every donation that comes through, thinks a block of super tip interrupts the flow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even free chats interrupt his show. Labyrinth Mystic, super tip saved Chad's life.
That's true.
Labyrinth Mystic, when's it my turn? Super tips is crashing. This wasn't allowed to interrupt. He lies. Yeah, we do not allow image tips to interrupt, just in case able to slip a penis in there, but we could if we wanted to.
If he signed up to Supertip, he could get people designing thumbnails for him during the
show. That's an idea. Connor, was Aaron ever given the same gag order about the HRO cases that you and Nick were? If so, is he in violation for speaking vaguely about it? He's in violation for mentioning anything specific that happens during those hearings. But he has before several times.
It's procedural stuff is allowed to be spoken about. So anything that you can read in the, like the public record.
Yes.
It's fine. But outside of that, no.
Him saying they got a dressing down in court is that's dancing around it.
Pro boxing career strategy. Step one, find an opponent. Step two, talk shit and get the opponent to engage. Step three, take out an HRO against opponent. Step four, win by default because he can't show up. Another win for the pro.
Moody, that's five yellow tips.
Oh, would you look at the time? I need to.
Come on!
Really?
Golden shower. Come on, Moody.
Facts. Drink from the bowl. Drink, drink from the bowl. Golden shower.
That's like dance moves.
Golden shower.
Shuffle,
shuffle. Drink from the bowl. Drink, drink from the bowl.
I think that's like our dance.
Amara is not very shy about.
I hate everything about that. It's like it annoys me on like a visceral level.
I love it. I love it. And we're starting a new count. Here's one.
I never agreed to this.
It's too late. You're part of this. Tech guy, Carl, you calling anyone a pussy is a bad look. Oh, this tech guy does know what's a bad look. Also, Aaron is one and two if you count April. Labyrinth Mystic, check your feet before you just do it. Silence Too Good. You guys last week were talking about how he doesn't mention the store because it's not selling. Now this week, it's selling pretty good, and he made some new stuff, aka slapped new AI slop over it.
It's that beanie is ridiculous. Like, if streamlabs.com/sealtoe morning show/merch, go to that and have a look at the beanie. It is ridiculous. It doesn't even say Steeltoe Morning Show on it.
Holy shit, this is still happening? What in the actual news is there new about this cum-licking radio wannabe? Christian Blatt and E-Rock get syndicated and he's still in make-believe with me, Rogers.
Me, Rogers. Oh, that's two. Tim Bollinger, did you get to do an actual golden shower before the guy who came up with the idea? No comment. Mark Davis, steel toe strip club attire, sweatpants, long sleeve shirts, sunglasses, and a box of Kleenex. No, the sweatpants are very absorbent. Mage Lynn, stop looking at your phone, Carl. He's got to run to be friends with Kumia.
I was gassed after 3 rounds 20 pounds ago, so I can easily go 15 rounds now.
Yes.
He's gained a lot in that time.
Gained a lot of experience.
Can we take a break from clips? I've got a presentation
you ready?
That I'd like to make. Yeah.
You ready to do this?
Yeah. Let's go to school. Because I've prepared something. Now, the word cuck gets thrown around a lot in these parts. And I thought it would be good if we could delve into what is a cuck and the things around cuckitude with regards to Aaron. Aaron said things like, I'm not a cuck, to I am a cuck, to both Nick and I cucked each other, which is very, very weird. So I thought I'd try to break it down and understand a little bit about what it means to be a cuck so we can apply the label properly.
Fair.
So first, a lesson in etymology of cuck. Cuck gets thrown around as a word these days to just mean someone unpleasant or someone who's been humiliated.
A beta.
You throw around that word.
A beta, a cuck.
I mean, that's what, it's sort of used as a catch-all term, right? It actually means, what it derives from, though, is from cuckold. So a cuckold is someone who... whose wife is unfaithful to them. It's a bit of an old-timey word.
Why are we going right to left?
Because that's where it comes from.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's the progression of time is left.
Shouldn't the arrow be going the other way then?
Probably, but this is...
right. I'm taking this down.
Now, the word cuckold, do you know where it comes from, Patrick?
Shakespeare?
No, maybe, but it actually comes from the cuckoo bird. This is real. This is not a joke. What the cuckoo bird does is it lays its eggs in the nests of other birds so that other birds end up raising the cuckoo bird chicks without the cuckoo bird needing to do anything and therefore cucks the other birds. And that's where it derives from.
But it lays in another cuckoo bird's nest?
No. Completely other species.
Okay.
Yeah. So it like steals the raising of a child from another bird.
How stupid are birds? They just come home, there's an egg, and they're like, I guess this is mine now. I'll sit on it.
This is all true. Like, you can raise it. So what Aaron says is he's like, cuck means cuckold. And technically both of our wives cheated on us, so we cucked each other. Which is like, I think that's a bit of a stretch. It's almost like trying to call each other cuckoo birds. Like,
well, in fairness, Aaron did just plop his kids down in another dude's nest to raise. So, I mean, this is accurate. This makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Right. But then that begs the question, if your wife sleeps with someone else or if your partner sleeps with someone else, are they being unfaithful? So is sleeping with other people cheating? Now, the rules of a relationship are agreed upon by the people in that relationship, and those can be more or less restrictive compared to a normal one. So some people might be like, you're not allowed to talk to a member of the opposite sex.
Karmic.
Right, which would be weird and restrictive, but...
But if you're into it?
Sure. While other people might say, you can bang anyone you want. As long as you come home to me, that's fine. It's something
I'm the
that
only
is,
one she kisses on the mouth.
Right. Right. So you can, as part of that relationship, you can agree that you're okay with one or more people in that relationship sleeping with other people, and you can put conditions on that. And as long as you are still operating within those conditions, it's not cheating. So I wouldn't say that April or Kayla were unfaithful in that relationship. It seemed quite consensual from all sides.
Generally, when you say someone was a cuckold, their partner was having sex behind their back without their knowledge.
You've made a cuckold of me rather than So what are the different shades of cuck is what I want to do. There's three different shades, and I'm painting very broad strokes here. Polyamory is quite complex, but I've broken it down into three sort of main areas. The first one is sort of like an open-styled relationship. These are the key bowl parties, you know, put the keys in the bowl on the way in, and you pick another one, and that's the partner that you get, or any sort of polyamorous relationship. Basically, an exchange of partners happens.
Work for Lexus or for Tesla owners? You put your your whole phone in the bowl?
They put the phone in the bowl. Right? So that's one shade, right? The other one is called hot wifing. This is when you are turned on by the fact that other people are into your partner. Other men find that person desirable, and that person choosing to be with you makes you feel good. That's hot wifing. You get the worth through the approval of others.
Like when I was a kid and I was jealous of my friend's Nintendo. I was like, God, I love that Nintendo. And then he would get off watching me play his Nintendo have to go home to no Nintendo.
That's it. The last one is like a cuck. This is where humiliation plays a part in it. It's like, look at how much better this other person is than you. Look at how much bigger they are than you. You can't do anything that this guy does to me. Like, that's the central theme of that relationship. If we could break it down into three words, open is sort of an exchange or indifference. Hot wifing is about pride. You find pride in the worth of that other person. And cuck is about humiliation. That's what it comes to. And then there's like subtypes in this. There's like hard cucks and soft cucks. A soft cuck is someone who doesn't want to be in the room while it happens, whereas a hard cuck wants to be present as it happens. It's a multifaceted tapestry.
Is it possible that there could be an evolution here? Because what I saw with Aaron, you know, originally I think it started out this open exchange.
Right.
I'm getting something, you're getting something, we're all happy. And then we saw some text messages where Aaron was like, I know you'll be a good lover to her. I know you'll treat her right. So that got into kind of the pride, the hot wifing, like, I'm so glad you're making her happy and she's making you happy. And then when it was over, towards the end, it got bitter because he was seeing her enjoy him so much more. Mm-hmm. And that's when the jealousy and insecurity set in.
Does he like that jealousy is the question.
Right.
That's like, is he turned on by that humiliation?
And the only way we would know that if like a browser history of like what kind of porn he was into.
So the case for open, I've gotten a little bit of a bit of evidence that we've collected over the years. So firstly, this text from Aaron to Nick saying that he's so happy that April and him care about each other. And I'm sorry.
Tread lightly. You're pegging out on the annoying meter, according to Terry Nee.
All right. This is almost over. There's only a couple more slides. So this is the case for open for me. It's like there is a relationship there. There is an exchange, and they're talking about exchanging partners with each other. There's the snow angels outside. You know, there's, while one side is having fun, the other side is also having fun. You know, there's some elements there for an open or a exchange or a swinging type of relationship.
Now, you just told AI to make that image and it made it?
Yes.
Oh.
The case for hot wifing. So the same message. Aaron in this message says, I really had to bring her out of her shell to feel free in bed talking about you and understanding that I find it sexy. He finds it sexy that Nick desires April and vice versa, right? We've seen Aaron grab April on the show in front of everyone. He's very happy showing her off in front of everyone. And of course, the porn video that Aaron admitted that was his was titled Hot Wife Triple X Latina Wife Tells Hubby She's Nervous Fucking Another Man, which to me implies that this Latina wife doesn't really want to fuck the other man, but is seeking some sort of support from her husband so that she may go and summon up the courage and strength to fuck this other man. He had to go through 3 pages of recommended videos before he settled on that one. So that is he really dug for that one. That's hot wifing. Finally, the case for cuck. And I think this is the most compelling one. Firstly, he is turned on by the fact that Aaron and that April and Nick sleep with each other. That's hot for him. A different porn video he's watching was called Big Tits, Big Ass MILF Wants Hubby to Watch. She wants the husband to watch. She's wanting to humiliate the husband. It's on her terms. Of course, the cleanup. This is what in the cuck space they call after play or cleanup play, where after the event has happened, they will engage in some sort of cleanup act. This is common in the cuck spaces. I'm not making fun. It's what people's kinks are. It's their kinks, right? He's admitted that they were both cucks. So he's sort of tried to do the soft admission. Even I'm a cuck. Both Nick and I cucked each other. Nick's never admitted that he's a cuck. I think Nick would say that he would be turned on by another man being his wife if that's what turned him on. He seems pretty open about that stuff. You can't get him to stop talking. Whereas Aaron's trying to do the soft sort of launch of this title.
While gaslighting, while rewriting history.
Right. And I think the nail in the coffin is this text from April. If you read this with the knowledge that I've just imparted it to you in the 7-part presentation, it's April is saying that Aaron was so turned on by the fact that April and Nick slept with each other that he would need to have sex immediately after April would describe it.
And he would get his blood flowing.
He would constantly be asking April to describe that experience. The bloody sheets keep Aaron coming. Thanks. This has been Cuck 101. Thank you for your time. And I will, I'll take any questions that you might have.
Jesus Christ. I think we're good.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here's the one Carl would have loved to have heard about. This is Aaron and his P-trap. And something really odd about this story he tells. Have you seen this?
No.
Is Moody a cock? We got it just by saying Aaron is gay or eats cum. But this Kiwi lad needs all this extra setup and rigmarole. Where's your chair, Moody? Very suspicious. Here's another gold.
That's an orange boy, actually.
Yeah, that was orange. That didn't count. We do need one more to make Moody dance. We got two waiting behind the scenes.
I'm not into cucking or getting cucked, but I have nothing against people who feel the need to engage in that sort of behavior.
All right. Let's now this topic starts.
It started overflowing. I can only imagine the fucking smell.
So he's talking about a toilet overflowing and the smell. And that reminds him of this.
80% of toilets are completely stuck. Waste is backing up and flowing in reverse.
That feels fake.
Yeah.
Oh, because I can smell it. Because I had clogged pipes in the upstairs bathroom that I fixed this weekend.
Okay, so they're talking about toilets overflowing, toilets are backed up, I can smell it, and then he says he had clogged pipes. So you would assume he's talking about his toilet, because that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
I told the kids, I said, because you've been putting so much dirt and glue from your slime that you make and stuff down the drain that you're not supposed to, and it clogged up this drain and it's been building up, that it formed this thick black, it wasn't even sludge, it was almost solid. I took off that middle pipe, the one between the P-trap, where it connects with the P-trap and the back pipe. And I took that one off, that little kind of U-shaped pipe, and as soon as I took it off, I can still smell it. You know, like when an RV hasn't been emptied in a while and it backs up and you can smell. Bleh.
So then he goes into like, I had a smell in my sink because it was clogged up. But the toilet smell reminded him of that. And then he goes back to talking about RVs needing their black water tanks drained. Is he peeing in his sink? Does he think a pee trap is supposed to trap pee?
There is a smell that some sewage gets, but it's not the same as
toilet
like sewage. Yeah. Toilet sewage is different.
Gray water versus black water.
Right.
That shit smell. So I had that.
Yeah. They shouldn't be shit smell in your sink.
In your stink.
Unless you're shitting in the sink.
Right.
That shit through. Like, I just ran, because I wasn't going to run it inside. So, and I'm running the water through it, and it finally breaks up that block, and this big black, like, this bubble of shit, and it just reeked something awful, came out of the pipe, and just, bleh. So I told...
You were running water through an open pipe? None of this makes sense.
Told the kids, I said... We're going to get a new P-trap drain. And I said, to teach you guys a lesson about the stuff you put in the drain and how not to do that, I said, it is going to come out of your allowances, the money that you have.
How poor is this guy? How broke is he? The kids now have to pay to repair the pipes in his house.
Kids, we've got to go for the pipes.
Anything to not give Ashley the Rue money. But remember, we fixed the P-trap, so that's coming out of the child support. This
you think it was SP sliming the drains?
Looked it up, and it's like $10. So it ended up costing each of them $3. But they put their money down, and the sink is fixed. And
he didn't take it out of their allowance. He made them hand it over. He's like, make sure when you come to Daddy's house this weekend, you have $3 on you.
Oh, I never want to see or smell anything like that again. It was just, it haunts my dreams. So when I see this,
this is a guy who just got out of prison. Jail.
This worse smell. I've got a freezer that I've kept frozen right now until I can get rid of it. The freezer defrosted over a period of 2.5 weeks. And it's full of meat, and it reeks of death. I've just had to turn it back on and wait until I can clear it out in a dumpster.
To freeze it all again to throw it away, because otherwise it'll be goo.
It's refrozen at the moment, but I need to just yeah, when I can, I'll duct tape it and throw it away.
I'm glad we just did the Cuck 101 stuff, because here's some thoughts about April again this week out of nowhere.
I think that causes it to throb a little extra. Oh, my God, Redbird with $5. What's going on? $5 here, $5 there, $5 everywhere. Gifted memberships over here. Thank you, guys. $5 from everybody is...
Old McSteeltoe had a goal. Here a buck, there a buck, everywhere.
That's very generous. Thank you. Redbird with $5 says, you blew the number one local radio show down the drain for a Minnesota 5. I mean, thank you for the $5. I appreciate that remarkable generosity.
Also, why is his opinion of how good looking he found April change?
Yes.
After, but it shouldn't. It's like the people who are like, that person was never funny, even when I had them on the show. It's
crazy. Her pussy reeks now, Moody. It's like you were married to her for 2 years.
Right.
You picked her. You made her co-host of your show. And of course, he does this thing now where the excuse is like, I got rid of her because she was a coke whore. It's like, no. What about all the before time?
That's very nice of you, but that hurt. That hurt. $2 from ORD says, welcome to Donald Dump's shitty age, Joy Vey. He ain't wrong. Can't say the guy's wrong. Thank you for the $2, ORD. Thank you so much. You guys are killing it. Keep it going. Appreciate it. Roots says, let's be fair. April was a Minnesota 7. I've heard 6 from most people. I've heard, kind of splitting the difference. One of you said 5, one of you said 7. I've heard a lot of people say Minnesota 6. Isn't that what Brennan said?
When he was with her, she was a 10, and we were all jealous wanted to sleep with her. That's why we made fun of him.
This is the hot wife thing. It's like you all want to sleep with her. That's why you make fun of her.
I don't. Well, she was, no matter what, you got to admit, she was one hell of a blown out coke junkie. That's
the whole time. The whole time. Like,
right.
When you decided to flush your, radio show down the drain, she hadn't done coke at that time.
Or in December when you said you would give up your children for her.
Right.
We can argue about a lot of things. We can argue about Minnesota 6, Minnesota 5, Minnesota 7, Minnesota 3. She was a good old strung out fucking coke junkie at the end of the line, right?
So it's like, he always says, like, I barely did coke. I never really got into it. I didn't like it. But he was saying, like, all those insane things. Like, I can't stand to be around my kids alone. If I had to give up April, I couldn't live. But if I had to give up my kids, it'd be fine because I know what an angel April is and all this stuff. So he's admitting this wasn't the drugs talking. This was just his thoughts as a failure of a father. Like,
It's weird. Like, even if I don't know what you get out of trying to talk about how ugly April was at this point. I mean, say she was really hot. She was way out of my league, but she got
a shame
to
what
coke
happened.
And it was untenable. Like, there's no shame in that. It's as a story.
No, he has to rewrite it like he's smart, or he won because he saw the light and got rid of her.
Right.
Everything has to be like, for me, I have to make her a loser so I can be a winner.
Right. She was ugly the whole time. He was settling with her. He was sober the whole time. Everyone else were the people that were doing drugs.
She sucked on shows. She wasn't good. She ruined my show. I was number one, but she ruined it.
It makes him so much worse in these stories if that's true.
She spent all the money. We have so much more money now, but also the goal hasn't changed much, and give me the money. Like, it's nonstop. Yeah. All right, we're getting into the goal missing stuff. It was missed goal after missed goal after missed goal after missed goal this week. He'll tell you it was a perfect week.
I thought it was a perfect week, Pat.
He'll tell you that. But watch some of these clips. These are unreal. What time's your heart out, by the way?
It is in about an hour from now.
Okay, got it. Well, we should be done.
Favor, throw in your dollars, throw in your fives, throw in your tens. Let's get this $45 knocked out. What an amazing job you guys have done today.
As long as we get one more golden shower dance in, I'm...
Let's play the golden shower theme song. And let's see if we can't make $45.
Golden shower, golden shower.
Here we go.
And so he's doing the golden shower theme song.
For the goal.
To try to get the goal. And it's not a celebration of a golden shower. It's just...
wishful thing. Yeah. There was some piss here. Well, he's gonna think that it's not a good idea too. It's gonna change his mind.
Hey kids, how about I give you some chocolate and then maybe you'll do your chores? Like, what are you? Don't give the reward.
I'm glad before... you're calling out what a bad idea it is. He changes his mind here shortly.
All right.
Golden shower. 45 away from a second straight big W this week. For the toe. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Very shy about what you see.
Really?
I cannot wrap my head around.
By the way, some people asking in the YouTube chat, where's Cheese been? Cheese is going on vacation again, unfortunately, for Cheese. So.
He's in jail.
All right.
If they just shot her drink from a man's jank.
Throw it. This song, this ain't working for a rally song. It's too much talking and shit. All right. You know what? Let's restart it. Hulkster worked last time. Let's do Hulkster now.
Yep.
There we go. All right. Throw in a couple of bucks. Let's knock it out and call it a win for the toe. Let's do it. Just 45 away. Nice and easy, but we need you jumping in here. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Let's go. King Kong Gong says Cheese loves his vacations. Well, you know, they're not always voluntary. Cheese's vacations. All right. Let's do that. $45. That's usually a nothing goal for the old toe. Bunch of gifted memberships. Do your part. And let's fucking call it a win.
There's a lot of mouth stuff going on. Like, a lot of chewing of his own mouth.
I don't know how we can see a double chin from above his head. It shouldn't be possible.
Miss Tay gifting a membership. There's the first one. All right, the floodgates are open. Let it pour in. A couple $20 drops and we're home. A handful of $5 or $10 drops and we're home. Thank you, Miss Tay, for the first gifted membership. Four more of those and we got a golden shower and damn close to a win for the toe.
Does he stop this song to do the golden shower song? How does it work?
They get it in the bank.
Oh, okay.
$40 away. Just
piss bank
there. Thank you so much. Let's do it. Let's dance, baby. Let's dance.
Look at the mouth. There's some weird mouth stuff going on.
Yeah, he's all right. Doing the Bubba from...
come on now, come on. Forrest, you guys, don't be bashful now on me. You guys have been crushing it today. It's been a very easy show to do, and I thank you for that. Now finish up this last 40, and let's call it a dub.
Look at the mouth.
He is chewing on his face.
Yeah, it's nonstop. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
What is happening with his neck? What is that? What's going on? He looks so old.
38, like baby.
Is he broadcasting from the beach that makes you old?
All right, maybe it wasn't as good as I thought. Can't lose a 45, guys. What do we have to do to earn your trust?
Clap more, I guess. I don't...
contributions. $2 from Vince
Griswold. Eyes widen.
Yeah, the chewing is crazy.
Very much. $40 and we can call this thing a win. Thank you very much, Vince. That's incredibly nice of you. I appreciate so much anybody who contributes their dollars to this program. All right. Got a little bit more time on this song, then we can go to the next one.
Go good.
40 away, just under 40 away.
Imagine telling us there's more time on the song. It's like it's in the middle of the song.
Come on, guys.
Do you think the Toe Boys have a Pavlovian response to this? Like,
no.
You put this song on and then they're like, why is the wallet in my hand?
The only one who knows why this is being played is Aaron. No one else gives a fuck.
see if we can't do something here. 40 bucks away from a win for the toe.
That always ends so quick. All right, we took an L last night. We were very good about it. We were very polite and, you know, took it in stride. No big deal. Not a problem.
The judge said really it was one of the best losses anyone's ever taken.
We were so polite about it.
This morning, so if you're feeling generous, if you feel like throwing in a couple of bucks, let's notch this $40 win. Let's fire up the last song, and let's see if we can do this. Please and thank
appeal
you.
Appeal to racism.
If you appreciate the show, if you like what we do and you have a couple of bucks, you can throw our way.
He's constantly, like, bouncing in this seat.
There's the bouncing in the seat. He does this.
Yeah.
He scratches his nose.
Rubs his eyes sometimes.
Yeah. And then his eye twitches.
I appreciate you guys very much. You've kept this show on the air for so long. We're 40 bucks away. We came into this 45 bucks away. I sure would.
The constantly mentioning, like, God, we've been going for so long is like, it's like deathbed talk. You know what I mean? Like, God, we had such a good run. It's like, it's so final sounding. Like, God, guys, you've been doing this for so long. Don't stop now.
It's also a staple of the show. Right. How do you have a speech with such finality every day?
We saw it Thursday when he made the goal in like the first hour and a half. He almost didn't know what to do. Because it's such a big part of the soul of the show removed. But of course he went on to, well, we need $150 for the goals we missed. It's such short-lived celebration because there's always another goal on the horizon. I wonder how long the dopamine hit lasts in the morning when he makes the goal at the end of the rally before the doom and gloom starts setting in on him again, like, oh, there's a night show in 4 hours. Yeah. So I got to start worrying about that now. It's a hell of a way to live.
I'd like to hammer this out. So anything you could do, please and thank you. I don't think it's going to work. But. Please and thanks, guys. I sure would appreciate it. 40 away. Thank you, Miss Tay. Thank you, Frog Springs, for the dollar. I appreciate that very much.
If you close your eyes and you don't watch the show, the blind silences mic. Aren't... Yeah, if you blind mic it, it doesn't sound as bad.
The desperation is physically manifesting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the silence, you don't quite see how stressed he is. You right. don't feel it in the voice, which may be why he likes the radio so much.
Occasionally we get the, come on. But like there's so much micro expression going on in his face.
And the music bed does so much carrying of the mood and the atmosphere yes. of the show during this part that it doesn't feel like he's silent for as long as he actually is. If you remove the music, it'd be awkward. It'd be, what is it? Friends Without Laughter.
Or when they did the Big Bang Theory without right. the, yeah, yeah, it's like, ugh.
I would really like to knock this out today because it was such an easy way to get to this 40. And it would feel really good if we would, it does mean a lot. It means a lot to notch these wins. I don't consider it a win for the chat if we lose. I think that's actually really mean, to be honest. Like, not in an ironic, we're just having fun way.
You guys are being mean. Oh, someone's calling me. I can't.
You can't
ask. I mean, I can, but I'm just not. You guys are being mean if you don't want us to hit the goal. And not in an ironic way. Like you're actually being shitty. And in a minute, he's going to tell people who wish that he doesn't hit the goal to keep it to themselves.
40 bucks away, please and thanks. I mean, I appreciate you guys so much and everything you contribute. If you're not rooting for us to get a win, just kind of keep that to yourself.
If you're not rooting for us to get a win, keep it to yourself. Imagine a home team in a stadium. Like, hey, everybody here who's here for the visitors, if you could just kind of keep your rooting for your team down.
Don't hush the vibes.
For $5. Says from the gay hooker I caught you with last year. Thank you. All right, $35 away from today's goal. Thank you so much, King Kong Dong. I appreciate that.
By the way, you said that super tips are bad because they're all about gay stuff. But he loves... Yeah. I mean, his chatters are all like gay, 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 gay. Hitler, Hitler, gay, Hitler, gay.
And they disrupt the show. What is the goal apart from a disruption of the show?
watch. Anybody who throws a few bucks at this program, I love you. Thank you very much. You do keep this show on the air, and you keep it going. We're 35 away. If you could find your generosity, we would appreciate it.
I like it when he stops talking. He just leans in like, is it going to happen?
35 away.
He checks his phone. He like looks off the screen.
Yeah. It's worry. It's panic and worry.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Abel Graham gifting a membership. Thank you, Abel Graham. 30 away from today. God, if you could, if you guys could team up for that last 30, I sure would appreciate it. The a gifted membership from both.
A single missed goal is not going to make or break his life. But what he's looking for is a pattern. And he's trying desperately so hard to try to find any positive pattern in hitting the goal or succeeding so that he doesn't need to admit to himself that the days are numbered.
That yeah. Eye twitch.
It's him and Kiki. Kiki as yeah. Well. She
it's permanent. It's like a permanent nerve damage or something. Like
$5 from Taipan. $20 away from a win today. $20 for a W. Please and thank you. 5 gifted memberships, whatever. Front Porch Conservative with $10. $15 away from a win today. Keep it up, guys. Just a little bit more. Let's finish this up. $15 away from a win for the toe. Let's do it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. All of this shit.
How is
thank you guys
ripped,
very much.
He doesn't rip any of the music and create actually good beginnings and ends to. It's so lazy.
You know how. It's lazy.
Yeah.
Finish it up for this 15. One more.
Even I pulled the golden shower clip for today.
Right. One more. Let's do it old school. Come on, baby. 15 away from a win.
So we're now at 3 goal songs. 4 if you count the golden shower one in the beginning.
So, and thank you so much, Front Porch Conservative. You're the best. Taipan is the best. Balls Deep, King Kong Dong, Frog Springs. Your guys' generosity towards this program, no bullshit, is the coolest thing. So thank you very much for it. 15 away. Let's go. Do we have 3 more remarkably generous souls who want to throw in a gifted membership and get us a W here for the toe? Let's do it. No 2 losses in a row. Let's get that last 15 in and call it a win for Steel Toe. And we're doing it with grace and dignity today. I'm sure a lot of people hate that. You guys just be nice.
God, he's being so dignified and graceful. It's driving me crazy.
Those last 3 memberships, that last $15, and we'll call it a win. Thank you guys so much. Abel Graham with a gifted membership. $10 away from another win for the toe. Vince Griswold with $199. Thank you very much. $10 or 2 memberships.
So he doesn't count the 2s and the 1s.
Wait. Sometimes he does.
Yeah. When it was counting towards Oz's goal, I know he was counting 10s as 5. It's so crazy.
Got ourselves a win for the toe today.
He has
thank you
such
so much.
Little respect for the people that
yeah, of
go
course.
Out on a limb for him.
Bit up.
Or who don't have any limbs for him.
He's gonna treat Oz when
Oz
inevitably
will wake up.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Oz inevitably leaves, it'll be like Coach Scott.
Yeah. The guy was a piece of shit. He's lucky we don't sue him.
I gave him hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
$5 from Darkness Rising. He says Aaron's not gay, but $5 is $5. And speaking of $5, we're just $5 away from that big win for the toe. A gifted membership, a $5 drop, and it's a win for today. Where'd it go? $5 left. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's get it done. We got about a minute left. And it's $5 away. One more gifted membership.
The anxiety for 5 is the same as the anxiety for 100.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to throw it in and call it a win, there it is. Gnome with $9.99 says, have some money, toe, and there it is. Another win for the toe. Thank you guys so much. Awesome. Unbelievable. We did it. You even created a little bank for yourself. All right. Now we got to teach that evening show how to knock it out, and we're going to have ourselves.
Already.
It's relief.
It's already started, the anxiety for the next one.
There's relief there, though.
But it's so short. He's already talking about tonight's goal. He's like, now if tonight goes well, then what? Tomorrow morning? Then what? The next morning? Like, it's fucking nonstop.
It's like if your team is behind in like on the way to the playoffs or something, it's like, all we need, okay, we won this one. All that needs to happen is that team needs to draw this next game. And then this other team needs to win by six. And then that means we might get to the playoffs. And if we win that, then we get to the Super Bowl. Like it's that sort of bargaining.
Perfect days as far as the eye can see to everybody who contributed.
If we teach the evening how to hit goals, perfect days as far as the eye can see.
Program.
That's the problem is they just don't know. No one's taught them.
Guys, if you would just give me money, you will always give me money. Have you ever thought
how
about that?
How can I reach these evening kids?
Main vein with a 20 before we leave. Holy shit. Wanna fuck? Let's fuck. Oh my God. Oh, and we got 5 memberships and $5 drops in 5 minutes. And that means.
What is.
Here we go. We got it. We got to play
it's like
it.
A ballerina.
Before I can leave.
Claw.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, you're scared of the claw.
He gets played. What is he? He's what, the hereditary, the Paimon guy, the weird.
$5 from Comedy Villain says Mike David is snitching. Shit, I have. Okay. Actually, if $65 comes in now, I have to go until 11. But we got to get a little golden shower in here since the chat came up with the 5 gifted memberships.
What?
Everybody.
Fuck. So that was Tuesday. Wednesday, he did not hit the goal. Mm-hmm. And leading up to it, it's almost like he knew. The panic. I haven't seen this in a while. This is some of the best toe.
You can mold one of those clowns that you shoot water into their mouths off of this face.
Johnny took the day. So if you like me doing a show all by my lonesome and you've been very entertained today, please and thank you.
This is all preamble to the begging. We're not even to the begging yet, which is an insane segment in itself. Mm-hmm. But this is all leading up to it in the hours before.
On from the Canada shit. Oh, I got some good news. I feel like I've been bumming everybody out, and that's why they don't feel like throwing a couple bucks at the old toe today. I want to give you guys some good news. I want to give you guys something you can really enjoy and hit the like button on and share the show on. You know, I'm just going to play this clip without any commentary because my commentary seems to be hurting things.
Right. When you did those protest streams, you had more listeners than ever. The minute you talk, people tune out.
Bold. It's a bold admission.
Yeah.
On a commentary show to admit that the commentary is the worst.
Killing
part of the
it.
Show.
Yes.
Somebody, thank you, somebody, for the dollar. I appreciate
the dollar. And he's doing this. Thank you.
Everybody's dollars coming in. You literally keep this show going.
I'm not
the worst.
It's almost like a TikTok NPC.
It's crazy.
Thank you for the flower. Thank you for the flower.
That means
blueberries. Blueberries.
Right. All right, 690 of you checking out the toe right now. I am really happy with today's
Rumble Rants.
The only thing we could do a little better on is the listener support part of it.
Ice cream.
Drink from the bowl. Drink from the bowl.
Some days you're breaking it in like we did yesterday, and some days you're, you know. Some days the contributions don't match the quality of the show, and one thing this audience has shown historically is they always make it up at some point. So I'm not worried about it, but as a complete whore, I would love your support. And so if you feel like it, you know how to contribute. All right, guys, hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. See you.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Can't make a goal of this thing. Very good show.
He does. It's the two. It's the eyes, and then he reaches above the glasses and massages the temples.
Yes, the temples and the eye sockets.
Very happy with today's show. You guys, I'm very happy with the quality of today's show. If you guys could find it to be a little generous in your support of the program, I sure would appreciate it. I think everything about today's show has been great. That's why I don't want to ruin it with this stuff.
Do you think if his kids ask him to buy something for them, he's like, that's 2 yellow boys.
Yes.
Too expensive.
Of course.
That's a golden
shower. A P-trap? That's an orange boy.
I can't afford a golden shower for this.
Got to make our money.
We spent a red boy on dinner last night.
Or if like dinner's $50, he goes, I got to make $75 to pay for the $50. Yeah. YouTube keeps two of the egg rolls.
Does he work that out backwards? It's like it costs $75. That costs $100 to my listeners.
Yeah, that's what understand. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He's like, we can only get the 8-piece dumpling because YouTube takes 4, so we can't get the 12-piece dumpling.
A gifted membership. We sure could use your help, so I appreciate everybody. Throwing us a little something. The Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo empty for today. We got about an hour and change left. I'm hoping we just got back to perfect last night on the evening show. I'm really appreciating you guys. I'm really thanking you.
What is this overhead press?
Yes. We're going to go into the next thing here. I'd like to see a nice rally get started.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Hopefully we can... have all the numbers match each other. We have gone down. After we stopped with the Candace Owens stuff, that was the big draw for today. That's how we got well over 700 people watching the show.
He just attributes what came in during a story, how good the story was.
This is why the Catholicism, as he's like mainlining Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes. He's just so impressionable.
Yeah.
Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. And yeah, I'm running out of gas here a little bit. I'm really hoping we can bounce out of this. Thank you. You need me more. I appreciate that $5 and all of your contributions. Guys, if we can rally up in the next few minutes here, we can have a shot at this thing come rally time.
If we rally up soon, we have a shot at this during the rally.
Right. It's a pre-rally.
If you guys give enough money right now, we'll have a shot at earning more money later when it's time to beg for money.
Yeah. You got to rally for the rally so that the rally can actually
it's
rally.
It's like pre-gaming. Yeah. It's what Carl's doing right now for the big show tonight.
We need your help.
Guys, if we drink enough right now, we might be able to get drunk later.
Streamlabs, PayPal. That was the first PayPal. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants.
I brought it up, but it's still insane that he says Streamlabs first and there has been nothing coming in on Streamlabs.
Yeah, no one does it.
Why is it the number one spot? Give that up for something
else. It's just what he's always said and he will always continue to say.
It's like the Stoney's bar at the bottom right of the screen. Yeah, it doesn't
matter
anymore. It's
always been there, so.
It's like Chad with his $100 donations. Like those stick around forever just to say that.
Next year will be the fifth anniversary of the 30th anniversary of Stoney's. Right.
Nasty, gross part of this show. Out of the way.
He did a read for Stoney's this week. He did an ad read.
That could just be because of criticism about him not doing
it. They could all be. You think any of these places are paying him?
No.
Come on. Derek and Tracy down at Midland Armory.
That sigh was so good.
$1 from Scouse Ghost. Thank you to anybody contributing anything to today's program. We could use it, that's for sure. Look, any grift to make a buck today on what's been a very good show that just hasn't lined up money-wise, unfortunately. Any grift, if you want to send in Bonnie Blue's Future Baby, you want to put a couple bucks on it. Hey, the first 3.5 hours of this show, I did it my way. And now we're here. So do it your way. Why not? Oh, great. So now I'm going to be demonetized on YouTube today also. This is fucking, I'm having a fucking awesome, I'm having a great show, but I'm having a fucking terrible results. This is great. All right, let's continue. We got some goofy shit. We got an hour left.
He's deflated.
Show. We got some goofy shit coming up. We've got some stuff. You're going to like some of it. I promise.
When you were doing stand-up, did you ever have a set go so bad that you were looking to the back of the room for that light to go on and it just never came on as soon as you thought it would?
No.
No? I had a couple of those sets and it's just like, it is brutal. It is silent. And it's just, that's what this feels like. You're in the middle of a show. You can't just say, thank you, good night, I'm out of here.
No, it happened during like early years, like open mics and stuff. But during open, during an open mic, you can just get off. You're not getting paid, so you don't have to like do your time. You can just leave.
See, I didn't know that. I thought I had to do my time. So I'd stick it out till the end.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
Right. Like,
it's sage advice for people. Like, you go up, you think you have 5 minutes of material, you go up. And after 3 minutes, you're through your material and people think I should stay up for two more minutes. No, say good night and get the fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'd have like there were 7 minute sets at the time. It's for an open mic. So I'd have like seven prepped with like pauses for laughter because that takes up time. And if it's you're having a bad night, you could burn through that in 3.5 minutes.
Cry, follow if you feel like throwing in a membership or anything like that. Why the hell not? Sure would be nice. All right. All right. Let's try something else. Long ways away today, guys. And I'm happy about the show. I really am. I don't want to come off like I'm, you know, not happy with it. I'm so thrilled with the show. I'm just really hoping.
You should have been.
Literally hand-wringing.
Just every time I have to mention it, I know that. You know, people are going to clip it and do all that shit. So I always try really hard to encourage you guys to stay away from that portion.
There was some element of freedom when things go so badly that you know it's not going to get worse because you're already at the worst part. So it was freeing in that respect. The last thing I'd do is say, I love this. This is great. I'm having a great set in front of an audience when it's
really quiet. Happy with the set tonight, just not getting the expected results.
Right. That would be antagonistic.
Hope you guys pick up a t-shirt on the way out. All right, this is later in this same show, again, before the begging even starts, really.
Honestly, if we get a pity red boy, I think we're going to be fine today. That's where I'm at. Thank you for the five. I appreciate anybody who contributes to the toe. And look, I know things are tough. I get it. Economic times are tough. I'm not sitting here. Nobody is bad for not contributing to this show.
Nobody is bad for not giving to me. It's a load off.
Nobody should feel bad personally if we have a day where we miss. It always gets made up somewhere. The audience is always really, really awesome.
If it always gets made up, what's with all the panic? I think because it doesn't. I think he makes up donations and makes up stuff to like publicly save face. But the reality is, if it really always gets made up and it really always comes in later, you wouldn't be this anxious.
No.
Like, you just wouldn't.
It's not a good time. And if, like, it is a good time, then what is the purpose of acting like it's not a good time? Like,
this is what I'm saying, though. When he doesn't have the goal, like, there's so little show. Like, because so much of the show is this.
Hit the day off. Because
if there's nothing coming in and I'm just hanging out, I'd love to watch, like, the pickup artist stuff that you were going at the other. Like, I'd do that. Regardless of what money's coming in. Like, it's fun. He doesn't have fun anymore.
I have full episodes of that. We might do that tonight. Because we weren't getting flagged on that. We got flagged on that other show.
I can talk about pickup artists like forever. I was so deep into
it's
that
crazy.
The game is such a good
Neil
book.
Strauss.
People read that book thinking that it's instructions about how to pick up women. It's a fucking tragedy.
He was a New York Times reporter, I believe.
Correct.
And he got like brainwashed and sucked into that world and almost like left his career behind to like go follow that.
Right. And he wasn't talking about it in the perspective of the story about it being bad. But when you read it, you're like, this is horrible. These guys live in shit and watch lesbian porn all day. Like, these are not happy people. And he's like,
oh no,
we're living the life.
Nick saw just sent in an orange boy. We need one more yellow boy to make Moody dance. That's what we need. We're waiting on one more yellow boy. And if he doesn't dance, He's letting everybody down because they want to see the dance.
I'm not getting any money dance. For this. I'm
yeah, exactly. We're making you a cuck. Moody, I get off on people wanting to see you dance. I'm hot-wifing you. I have pride that people want to see my little monkey boy dance.
This is non-consensual. The most important part of a polyamorous relationship is the consent and the agreed upon restrictions.
Now, I think you're into the humiliation aspect.
I don't think so.
Thing, and I thank everybody who helps us do it. Thank you. Chips and Diff says, how much for Aaron to get a wolf tattoo? It's always good to ask me in the last hour of the show when we're not making, when we've made like $100, because that's usually when I'm the most desperate and you'll get the best prices. But as far as a tattoo goes, I'm really...
It's like shopping for a car at the end of the month. Like, hey, you got to come in when we're desperate to hit our numbers.
Why is he giving personally? Them an instruction manual to make his life
to worse? Make less?
wolf tattoo, $50,000. Let's go continue on here. We got a few people being very generous with the toe, and on a day like today, I really do appreciate it.
Just on a day like today,
Joey Caravello with $5. Thank you, anybody.
His eyes bug out for that.
In $5 at this point, we appreciate you so much. With any money to the toe for today, we've got a perfect week going, and I can't go into the bank. I promised the evening show, man. They rallied so hard yesterday. I have to give them the bank. I'm sorry. They fucking crushed it.
Now the bank has different accounts. That's the evening's account. You guys can't make a withdrawal from that bank.
Sorry, guys. You weren't swift enough for the bank transfer.
Stop.
I gave you guys yours yesterday. I got to give them theirs. Let's rally and still find a way to win here today. Keep coming with those $5. We can do this thing today. Let's fucking roll, baby. Let's open up our... oh, God. You know what? We're almost out of the 8 o'clock hour stories.
Fuck.
And we got the 9s.
Yeah.
And then we're out. Help us get a win today in what's been a perfect week so far for the toe. Hopefully I can find something that catches here and all of the contributions are not.
Hopefully one of these stories grabs some money.
Of pity. Hit like, hit subscribe, hit follow. Here's what I consider above and beyond. You hit that like button, you're going above and beyond. You throw.
Okay. So this is all during the show. And then our buddy Doom captures the rally.
Hit the like button.
Is there a gay button? I'd like to hit the gay button if I could. Yay. Moo. Moo. I'm going to dress in a giant cow outfit for Halloween this year. And when people ask who I am, I'm like, I am the walking interpretation of what Israelis think I am.
Moo. Moo.
Abel Graham says, you don't have to dress as a cow, Aaron. You're already convincing enough. On a day where we're going to take a massive L, you choose to take that shot. All right, let's take about 6 or 7 minutes to play a couple of songs, see if we can make a couple of bucks. Like I said, you're not going to get the let's go out of me because we lost today. We took an L. 170 is the number, and we gave you a little bit of a cushion from the bank. We brought it to 270 today.
170 is the number at the rally point.
We've made $100, which, look, some people don't. That's, you know, I appreciate everybody who's thrown in a couple of bucks. I do appreciate it. So let's... I'm going to bring back Over There for our first song today. And then if you want to chip in a lot of money, like we need hundos, we need 50s, we need 20s, we need the big guns. Otherwise, we'll take a 170 loss today. 165 was the loss we took last Tuesday. That's the biggest loss I can remember in recent memory. So we have a perfect week going right now. If you have any pity donations, if you have one of those big whale drops, I wouldn't mind them. But let's do this one first. Then we'll play a second song, maybe a third. We'll get to 10:30 and we'll see if we can knock it out. Thank you to everybody who contributed today on the show. Oh, fuck this version. No, this isn't what I wanted. It's fitting that it's going this way. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. All the links are in the chat. Please contribute. Let's see what we can do. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants.
Send all your money that's over here now.
Great show today. Loved today's show. I had a lot of fun, but...
Yeah, we're taking a huge L, so I need your generosity, basically.
Again, all the negativity, does that help too? Like, God, today's not going good. It's not. Yeah, I wonder if that helps.
Who was it for? Does he want the haters to see it?
He wants you to know he knows. So you're not owning him by calling out what a loser he is. He's like, no, duh, we're sucking today.
Try to get this to a manageable number. I would appreciate it.
But you remember, like, the day before, he was like, look, if you think we're not doing well, keep that to yourselves. But now he can't stop saying it.
There's nothing going on in his life that everything is monumental. So it's going to spill at some point.
Yeah, I refuse to believe this gets left in the studio. This carries through his day.
Yeah.
His personal relationships, his stuff with his kids. There's no way it doesn't. There's no way it couldn't. It's such a heavy thing.
He talks about logging off immediately and not thinking about anyone, including Nick. But we've charted out how much he checks in on him. Yeah. It's constant.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants sure would appreciate a little support for today's efforts. No joke. It's only listener support that keeps us able to do this. So please and thank you.
The chewing is crazy.
We got nothing. We got nothing. 170 away. It is pity at this point. I will openly admit that.
Jeez. This is... All right. Chalk this one up to cuck because humiliation is a big part of this.
Yes.
And he comes back to it every day.
Been going through a lot of these lately. I mean, eventually they do make up for him, but... we've been going through a lot of these L's lately. And I'm sure if you don't like us, this is really, you know, part of the reason I don't really rah-rah is because when it's this far away, why lose and look like a dick? But shit, man, this one sucks. Help out.
Face saved.
Please, 20s, 50s, 100s, whatever. Help us out. This is a shitty day. This is not a fun one for me to go through. These last, I love the first 4.5.
This is a shitty day. So, I mean, pretend it doesn't affect you.
Hours of these shows, these last 5 minutes are always so uncomfortable. Scousko says, oh my God, Stephanie with 170. Thank you. I'd love that. If anybody threw in 170 right now, I'd be tickled. All right, what's the next one? Erica, yeah, we'll just, let's hype train it up. Let's go old school and see if we can't hype train this thing up. All right, guys.
Look at his face.
Sure would be nice to have some. I mean, we haven't even made anything during this. We don't have to totally fucking give up. I mean, 170 is a big hit for this show to take. It's not a good one. I understand things are tough, though. I get it, man. I understand if you can't. But if you can, please do. I thought we'd have a little bit of a rally here today, but it's not looking good for the old toe. K-12 War says, you do a good show. Thank you. He says, maybe instead of evening shows, do a roundtable with guests. Goal is to increase subscribers. Good point. Great point. We do have some things that are happening right now. I need them to happen. Basically, I'm just trying to get these goals knocked out so that we don't.
Whatever happened to the Saturday show?
It ended after the second one. Ended with Hughes.
After planning the big Stuttering John one?
Yeah. We got Stuttering John up. Was going to come as a semi-regular co-host.
Right. And Bob Levy.
Fucking race against the clock, man. It's stressful. $2 from Vince Griswold. Thank you very much, Vince. That's so nice of you. Thank you, Vince. Anybody who gives any money to this program really does keep us alive. The only reason we've been breathing these last 5 years is because people like that. So thank you. Main Vein gifting a membership. What a guy. Thank you, Main Vein. 165 away from today. It's a $165 goal that we're not going to hit. I really hope we can knock it out. Appreciate you guys. Click the Streamlabs PayPal or Venmo link and please throw us a couple of bucks and show that you support the show and you love the show. Yeah, nothing coming in here either. Son of a bitch. Thought we had one today. 165 away. We're going to run out the clock here, and then I'm going to head out. This is a shitty one to take. It's the second time in, was it last Tuesday we missed by 165, or was it two Tuesdays ago? This is becoming like a weekly occurrence for us. Which is not good. It's a bad sign for the toe. But hopefully we can get some new blood and some new stuff going on that we've got in the works, and
What? What's in the works?
New logo.
This all the time. I'm going to go figure something out. We got to change something. And then he comes right back with Erica and Hype
Golden Train. Shower was new.
Yeah, that's true. It's killing it.
Let's stop this nonsense. If you've got 100, 100 would be great. If you've got 200, 200 is even better. We got a minute left, and then I'll get out of your hair.
If you got 300, that's better than 200.
Four. You know what? 400 would actually be so much better than 300.
Jesus Christ. Number go up, good.
Whoa. 1 minute to go, and another record loss for the toe. So if you don't like me, I never want you to be unhappy. I want you to enjoy yourself living on the internet. You're going to love this. This is going to get played a lot. People are going to enjoy it. I hate that, but, you know, it does dig at you.
His eye twitched when he said, I hate that. That should tell you what that eye twitch is about.
Get played a lot. People are going to enjoy it. I hate that, but...
That's what the eye twitch is about. So when it's happening involuntarily...
It's a tell.
He hates what's happening.
But, you know, it does dig at you. But at least they get to be happy. Yeah, I guess I could go full Israel Reformed Rapscallion. Maybe I'd make a couple more bucks, but then I wouldn't get to do my own show.
What is that? That's a 2.
All right, 1-6.
That's a 2-7. You call that a 2-7 in poker?
7 deuce, yeah. The worst hand.
55 is the number. Anybody got pity for the
top? I'm all in.
We got nothing. And I love you guys. I really do. I love everything you do for the program. You know, look, this sucks. This too shall pass. Hate it. Don't have a good sense of humor about it. I wish I had a little bit better sense of humor about it.
Jesus. He's just full on emotional dumping at this point. This is crazy.
Missed by 165. Hopefully the evening show's okay. Luckily,
when he gives himself permission to just monologue, either through horny, like the little growth in his head, or when he's in this weird mood where he's just spiraling.
I'm not handling this well. God, I wish I was handling this better.
That's where you learn the truth about Aaron.
Yeah.
And that's when you see the, I hate this, eye twitch, and all of that come out.
This sucks every day.
See you again tonight at 6 p.m. Central. Join us then, and Oz will be back tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Before the music's even done.
Yeah.
Also, like, are we doing title case or are we not doing title case? Like, what are we?
Out is arguable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Clear something up, because I got 3 or 4 Twitter DMs. I got an Instagram message. I got some messages on Facebook today. People were trying to make me feel better about the giant steel toe dick in the ass we took this morning monetarily. Now, look, I've said numerous times, we were able to be profitable the last 2 years. I'm happy about that. All I give a shit about is breaking even. You know me.
I'm so confused because in December he said it was the first time he's ever been changes his profitability.
It was the first time that it's been the second year in a row that he's profitable.
But a year ago, he did say that you don't want your company making money, and he didn't make money.
And he just made money. He was in the black. And he bought something. And then...
the camera.
And then last year, like the end of last year, it was the first time that it was the second year in a row that he made
money. We've had some good fortune the last couple of years. So we go through the first quarter of the year, which is always tough for everybody. The only reason other people don't let on to how tough the first quarter is, they don't have goals like this hacky steel toe show. We're going to miss sometimes. And in the first quarter, we're probably going to miss way more than we're comfortable with. What I've been lucky to have is
we don't talk about how hard stuff is because we don't have goals. It's our lack of ambition that prevents us from admitting how rough things are.
That makes up for it down the road or the next day or whatever. So they were trying to make me feel good about it, which was nice of them. It did not upset me. We got our merchandise payout today. I'm not okay.
I could be a hack right now, and I could piss off a lot of people, and I could say that because of the merchandise payout, it's all a wash, and we're perfect still. But I'm not going to say that because I don't think it can come from the merch side.
Why?
I'm just saying. Why? I'm writing this morning off as a loss.
It's the business that needs that's getting the money that it needs.
And he has also said before that the merch does contribute to the goal.
And he used to do a thing where he'd say that the memberships – you take
bring down the monthly goal.
You divide by the number of shows that you do during the month, and then that's how much you take away from each goal. He doesn't do that anymore.
Well, now he does a daily running total of memberships, which go up and down, and
they stay away from 500 or 600,
right?
Some number between.
Whereas if you wanted to do it right, like you every day on the 25th or whatever, you would just see how many members you have and then calculate that out into the goal. Like, because they last a month.
Oh, I thought the show was great. The numbers on the show were fantastic. It was our biggest numbers of the week. We didn't quite kiss 800, but we got well over 7.
So 1,700 views on YouTube that this Wednesday for his highest show.
Likes were great. You guys were
He said the likes were great. It was 105 likes. It was 15 comments. I did check this when he said it was our best numbers of the week.
Twitter's also fucked up the algorithm for him, and he's getting less live viewers or live impressions from Twitter. So it's looking worse for him, even though nothing has really changed.
Right. But because he was lying to himself to begin with,
yes,
it's having a subliminal effect.
Well, now he's had to start talking about how other people are buying views.
Right, right.
Today. I love that. Thank you very much. But the audience is so sweet off the air. They're very mean in the chat, but they're very sweet off the air. And people were writing to me this afternoon, and they were like, Aaron, don't feel so bad about that big L you took this morning. And I'm like, well, you know, I went to the Y, played some basketball, did a little boxing, did some weightlifting, went in the sauna. I'm kind of over it. I'm fine, but thanks for bringing it up again. Cool. Go ahead. What do you got?
Aaron, don't feel bad. But he doesn't do weightlifting. He uses the leg press machine. And he uses machines. He doesn't do weightlifting.
The weights are going up. He's lifting them.
That's not necessary.
About the L you took this morning, YouTube is having serious problems.
Every time I stand up to go piss, I'm weightlifting.
Do you think he's just spamming that he's spamming that groin machine? That just that one really weird guy uses all the time.
Well, can't get super chats. People aren't getting super chats today because there's some kind of moderating. I don't know if it's a moderating flaw.
Did you see that moderating?
Yeah,
that wobble in the tricep. I don't think I can get my. How do you? I don't know.
Not everybody can be as toned as you.
Like I don't know how. How do you jiggle like that?
Tube is doing, and this is going to be permanent. And they were like, a lot of channels are complaining that chats are getting deleted. People aren't allowed to post in people's chats. Super chats aren't going through.
So this is why he's not getting... Super chats aren't going through.
You know what is going through? Super tips. Haven't had a problem.
Ah. Those are outdated. They're obsolete.
And they're like, so Aaron, you might have got screwed today. That's sweet. And I appreciate it. And again, if I was a hack, I would take the money and run. I would take the excuse and I would go, yeah, that's the ticket.
But I am bringing it up.
We don't make any money on Super Chats. We make a little bit on video revenue. We make a nice little chunk that helps keep the G word down. And we make a nice little chunk on memberships. And that helps keep the G word down. Just like we do on Rumble as well. So Super Chats, we don't make a lot of money on Super Chats. Rumble's our number one platform. YouTube is a far cry second in terms of our important platforms. So if the Super Chats weren't busted, which I have no confirmation that they are other than a bunch of people saying they are. I was watching Candace Owens today, and the purples and the reds seem to be flying by just fine in Candace's chat. But I appreciate the niceness. I appreciate the kindness. We would have been fucked either way. Look, there's just some days when you're a listener-supported show that it's not going to be there no matter how good the show is. So Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. That's very nice. Now, in order for Rumble to show off, they should gift a fuckload of memberships, post a bunch of Rumble rants. You know what Rumble should do right now to YouTube? They should mog YouTube by giving me a bunch of their hard-earned money and putting...
Mog.
Mog, Max, Jester, Goon, like, yeah. He is all in on it.
Rumble rants in there. I mean, just the worst words that Rumble will allow you to post. I think...
And by the way, he's talking about the platforms, but what he means is the viewers on those platforms. You know what Rumble should do to YouTube right now? You guys should give a bunch of memberships. That's what Rumble should do.
Or even better yet, you know, Streamlabs, PayPal, they don't even... You can write whatever you want on those bad boys.
And you plus, can't. You can't. If you write enough bad stuff to a PayPal account, it will be... they will ban it.
We're going to end with this one today. This is during the snipe Friday morning. Oz just joined the show. He'd been going about an hour and a half. He had made $30. And then this happened. Again, he was well aware there was a snipe happening, but you're going to see some acting here where he's like, oh, are they? Oh, is that?
I'm going to cover up the name.
Okay.
Guys, we're good.
So he's showing this $270 donation that came in. And I have to ask the question like I asked with Chad. Are all the other ones fake? Because right. Why are you showing us this?
Yes.
When you have proof, you show it. So the 100 from Stephanie, the 50 from Diane, the 25 from Steven. This is, you never show those like this. So one guy came in and knocked out his goal. One guy, $270.
Today.
What the hell?
We're good for today.
What?
I don't know what this. We can hit the goal fast too, NLO. Great job stream sniping. Oh, is he? Oh, I think they're really bitter about Monday. And I also took him to task last night. We had some fun with him on the evening show.
Again, nothing happened Monday, and nobody watched your show last night.
He might be a little pissy, a little butthurt. Well, I tell you what, if you want to go to the NLO channel and strike it for stream sniping our content, I fully endorse that. Do you endorse that?
Absolutely.
Go over to the it's Nobody Likes Onions on YouTube. Click the three dots, hit report, because you can't just replay my program. Everybody had McBuster, grab a bunch of people, ride on over there. I'll give them credit.
And now we're suspended. Oh, wait. No, nothing happened. We continued for 3.5 more hours.
Is that indirect contact? I guess he's not.
Is what?
He's telling people to go.
No, he contacts me on Twitter. He replies to stuff in like that I'm tagged in and says stuff to me on Twitter all the time.
Oh.
He can contact me. I can't contact him.
Okay.
If they keep it up. Wow. If they take it down and panic, I think that would be a real pussy bitch move. But you know what? Go on there and strike the shit out of them. Why not?
Nobody was going to take it down in panic. And we went for over 3 more hours.
But also, only the copyright holder can strike for copyright. It's meaningless if anyone else does it.
Yes. These guys aren't smart.
All right.
Thank you very much. So the goal has been hit today. It's over. I'm really sorry to all the people we've triggered today. There was an attempt to try to stream our show, but we kicked their ass in viewership. So more than doubled
an attempt. It happened.
Yes.
It was successful.
Really sorry. About it. Another win for the toe and a perfect week for the toe. Nah, sorry, guys. And since you are watching the show, I can now let you know Monday did not go well for your big chief. And I think this is part of the panicking and the coping about it. Neither of the two parties in that have been particularly happy with me. You've noticed me smiling about it a lot lately. You've noticed a lot of seething on their part. Sorry to ruin your weekend, boys. That's the last time.
My weekend is ruined.
Donate. You don't read them. I don't send them. Bye. Foolish me. Hey, don't go away mad. Just go away. Thank you for the $5.
Cold fault.
Oh, Oz thanks you for the $5 too.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's getting half of
it. I like onions.
I really have a unique ability to just... I try to have fun with it. When have I not tried to have fun with people? And I just...
When you went to the court.
Trigger the fuck out of them. It's weird. I try to have friends. I'm starting to think it's a me problem.
I try to have friends.
Yeah, don't get mad, guys. Don't go away mad. You got beat by the toe again. It backfired on you. We had a great day, and now a perfect week.
Don't go away mad.
By the way.
Perfect week. How many clips today have we watched of this guy failing?
Just go away.
It was brutal. It was every day.
I can't imagine describing that as... It's so weird how the language he uses changes the meaning.
It's just for him. It's just to wrap a blanket of cope around him. Like, it's insane.
Great way to prove that you don't need the toe to make money. You're killing. I'm sorry Monday didn't go your way, but maybe you should talk to that other guy.
He also said during this show, like when we had 280 watching or whatever, and he had 700 or whatever on all his platforms, he was like, oh, that show's dying. That's not my show. We were just fucking with you.
Also, would that mean that 270 that he got was attributed to you? So does he need you for his survival for the perfect week?
How you're getting over. Oz has been a financial boom to this program. So,
all right, we already watched this clip. Anyway, that's the that's your week in tow. Everybody, let's see how these yellow boys are shaking out, huh?
Even though my performance tonight will suck ass, I always enjoy listening to my favorite podcast. Just don't tell anyone how much I love you guys.
Thank you, Bongo No Quitter. Nigsaw says, dance, fucker.
I don't get any of the money.
You're up, Moody.
Look, if I'm getting this money, sure.
No, you don't get any of it.
All right, then no dancing. I don't dance.
Moody, they want you to dance. This is what the people want.
Sure, and Aaron wants to hit the goal. We can't all get what we want.
Come on, man. Let's knock out that goal. Dude, I punished that kid. I wrecked him. Dang Lizard, he plays the shower song for his Catholic audience. Yeah.
Or like
a baptism and golden shower.
What would Jesus do? He'd start his show with a monologue about vengeance.
Diablo Sandwich. Toe talks about April like Carl talks about Toe. It's the one that got away. Prince Grotzt. This baby soft bitch. I had a clogged exit pipe for my drains, the 6-inch outlet pipe. Arm deep in literal shit and didn't flinch. I'm a cook. I hope you washed your hands. Right, Kiki? Oh, yellow boy. Oh, boy, there's a yellow boy. I'll take shit I never needed to learn for $10. Moody, fuck.
Well, you did learn, though.
I'm happy with your...
You don't know. It might come handy at, like, a trivia night or something.
Man, that other guy really failed with his stream snipe. He had 1/3 the viewers, didn't talk, and made more than my show goal. For all I know, he just went back to bed after he started the stream.
I actually fell asleep in the middle of it on the couch. So.
Damn it, Gooey. We talked about the shitting in the sink.
Oh, boy. The Steel Eggs Morning Show. I'm not a cock. You're a cock.
Learning is fun.
He did. He did. He left his kids in another nest.
Moody, your bits are an invaluable addition to this show. I couldn't do it without you. And above all, I'm proud of you. We are friends, but also we are brothers. Never change, my sweet kite runner.
See, they're buttering you up to dance. They're going to get it. Super sticker. Hey, boo boo. Thank you. Hey, boo boo.
It was supposed to read... Mr. Rogers, damn autocorrect. Who had the pirate Karmic? Yar. And why is Goldfold a finger? Gotta shine a shit light on that.
I was going to Ashikiki's voice to comment on Golden Showersh, but my mental would let me this time die.
Oh no. Is this the next gold for this? This is totally Moody, as you can hear my voice. And I totally agree to do this golden shower nonsense with Melton.
See? That's the consent.
Goldfold is a thumb because he doesn't make his face public. We didn't want to dox him. So that is his actual thumb, which he's made public.
I wasn't able to interrupt the show with this, but we'll see how it goes. I'm glad that this cut off some of these. Pretty sure. And ladies and gentlemen, the last yellow boy from Clifford, Dance Moody Dance. He's out of his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. Moody, come on. It's time. One time for the kids. Come on.
I got to get paid. I'm not getting paid.
Really?
Wait. Golden shower. Golden shower. Facts. Drink from the bowl. Drink from the bowl.
Golden shower. That's like dance moves. I'm not dancing.
Drink from the bowl. Drink.
Come on, you guys like our dance.
It's a sign off. It's a big show.
I'm not doing this. I did so much for the show, and then I don't get paid for it. And then at the end of it, I get told that I have to dance. It's bullshit. It's not happening.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.